Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Welcome to the jungle, everybody, Saturday night here in the SoCal. Got a lot of things to get to tonight. One, had a great day today, man. Had a lot of things happening today. We went with, I was hanging out with some friends from the Brotherhood of Street Racers, the Stunner Division. We are all up at the Fast and Furious 7 casting today. Had a good time up there. A lot of fun. And I got to say this. I should wait till Tyson's on the line, but I don't mind repeating myself twice. There were a couple of Vegas up there, including mine. And, yes, we were holding down the lot. I just want to say that and get that out there. And Tyson comes in, I'll remind him a little bit more. Got some racing updates, some track information. Donald will be calling in today. I know it's nighttime in other places. Donald will be calling in and giving us a report on what's happening over on Terminal Island. I know we're making some headway, baby steps, but you know what? As long as the baby steps are going forward and not going backwards. Also tonight, we have the topic for tonight. I keep hearing on a lot of different shows things, and I'm still confused on it myself. But at one point, how did we go from grudge racing to shootouts? And then the shootouts going to lead to class racing, and we're just chasing our tail with that. So we'll touch base on that tonight, and we'll get that going. Another thing, I finally heard back Murder Nova. Kevin and I have been going at it on the internet, and he went ahead and put something out to all the keyboard people who talk shit for us to stay behind our keyboards. And do, you know, stay there. And for the past 6-7 months, I've been asking these clowns to come on the radio and come sit with us and chat with us and talk about their fake-ass show, and they don't want to. So if you monkeys in Oklahoma are listening, come on and call in. Don't be shy. Come talk to me, and I'll tell you exactly what my thoughts are on your TV show. No one's calling you guys. They have a misconception of people calling them fake-ass racers. I've never said those guys are fake-ass racers. I said their show is fake. Those guys race. They got some pretty expensive cars. I'll give them all that. But for the most part, it's a fake-ass show. I get more entertained watching the WWE wrestling. At least those guys are slamming people to the ground. They're not picking slow cars and then racing and then flexing their muscles and then talking shit. And by the way, Chicago, we got any Chicago listeners and Detroit listeners, get ready because Murder Nova said they're coming back to your town and they're going to fuck you up. So they've laid the gauntlet down, bringing all their twin turbo cars up there now. And if I could just say one thing to Chicago and one thing to Detroit, don't let them pick the cars they're going to race. Come out there with your baddest cars. Tough Enough will be out there. I know he'll be out there. I know Sonoma's going to want another crack at him. But bring your fastest cars out there. And when they say, they have you sign that flyer that says you have to lose and you're going to be gapped, tell them to fuck off. Don't sell out to these punks. Don't make them better than what they think they are. Yeah, they have fast cars, but if they're not racing cars that are sitting the same as them, why do you guys even watch that? I'd rather watch Guppy swim in an aquarium than watch that fake ad. That's not drag racing, man. That's not drag racing at all. And the people who buy into that shit, they're little cheerleaders that run their mouths sticking up for him. And like he said on his thing on Facebook, he has fans. Fans, he's a street racer. They race slow cars. I don't get it, but hey, you know what? That's I can go round and round and all day and all night with these guys on this stupid shit, but they never want to come in to talk about anything. They never want to come in to say, hey, you know what, Teo, you're wrong, which I've been before. I mean, I'm human. I make my mistakes. I'm no saint. And, but man, I just can't believe the people that buy into that horse shit. And then on top of it, they defend it. So I sent them, I told them, I said, listen, we got 10 cars. I want to race your 10 cars. We got turbo cars. We have nitrous cars. We got pretty much the same thing you have. And then it went from me saying that to him to cricket. Nothing. I heard nothing. Hello, are you there? Are you there? Nothing. They go away when they, once you tell me you got cars that sit like them, then they go away. But I'm so sick and tired of talking about these punks. But Chicago, they're coming back to you. They say they're coming back to you. And the same thing with Detroit. That's what they're saying. And they're coming up to, as they put it, fuck you up. So I hope you guys come with your best cars. And I hope you put them back in that little cow shuffling trailers they belong and send them packing. And if it is on the show, if the show does air, well, it probably won't, because if you win, you won't get that airtime that they tell you. But please, Chicago, please, 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 man, fuck their ass up. And then make them think twice about going to Detroit. Or wherever they go first, if they go to Detroit, whoop them so bad that they're worried about going to Chicago. Because enough is enough, man. Just get after these guys, whoop their ass. And if you got to sign something, to say, hey, you know what? This is what we got to do. Get on it. So what are they going to do? They're going to take you to court and say, oh, well, he won an illegal street race that we raced on the street, and he broke a contract. Big deal. But they won't call in. They got no heart. And listen, I want to, I try to listen to these shows live as much as I can, but I listen to a lot of the replays and just to see what's happening. And like I said, because a lot of times the shows start earlier out here in California. So I just want to, out there, my boy Kev, got the prayers, brother. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it, and I miss you, man. So thank you for putting that out there, man. And Chachi misses you too, man. So give a call sometime. So getting back to what's going on, man, let's go to the phone lines. Let's see what we got going on out here. I know we're going to have a lot of disturbance. I'm hoping Donald calls in and gives us an update on what's happening down the port and the bells that he's ringing. And we're going to get to it right now. So phones, 219-4118. Mike's open. Daniel. Who's this?
Daniel.
Is this Georgia boy?
It's Terry.
Hey, Terry, what's going on, babe?
What's up? Hey, you know them
what's
boys
happened?
Were up in Detroit a couple weeks ago.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. And Chi-Town and OKC is going down tonight.
Oh, they're going at it tonight?
Yep.
Oh, dude. I hope and pray, man, because they're talking so much shit.
Oh, they are.
Remember, but he's such a punk. But you know what they do, Jerry? They have you sign those waivers, and they get to pick the cars. And that's all bullshit, man. Do this right, man. Just do it right. Let's see who the baddest is in the country. And by the way, I saw a video of the SVO you guys got. Dude, that thing's a beast.
Yeah, just a little small block.
Everybody's a little small block. Dude, that car's sweet, man.
Thanks.
Be careful that you don't burn that car out. People are going to see that thing run, and they're not even going to want to play with it.
Yeah, we've been testing the last 2 days, so we're about ready.
Yeah, that thing goes straight, man. It was just gone. Just take off. I was like, wow. And little by little, I'm starting to become a – it's got a small block Ford in it?
No, it's a LS motor.
Oh, that's what I'm doing for my Vegas. Gathering parts as we speak, taking the big block out and going to the LS.
Yeah.
Oh, good deal, man. See, now I'm excited. Now I know kind of what direction I'll be going in. So who they racing so far in Detroit, do you know?
I don't know offhand, but I know they were up there. I know they were up there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a couple weeks ago they were up there. Yeah. Brian Davis had that set up.
Yep. Yep.
But I think the farm truck was the only one that came up.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, there was more?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's coming back. They're coming back to Chicago and to Detroit, they said.
Yeah.
Shut everybody up.
They're not up here. They're not up here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He didn't say when. But he said all the haters and all the shit talkers and all the keyboard bullies, he called it, will watch us kick the shit out of Chicago and Detroit. And he goes, and then we'll see what you motherfuckers say. But this guy won't call on my show. You won't call. I told him, we got 10 cars right now. What do you want to do? They keep sending me stuff on Facebook. And I don't know why they send them, but every day they're sending stuff like the number 3 car, the number 4 car. And I'm like, dude, all you guys are a bunch of bitches. Why would you send this shit to me when you know I'm going to do nothing but talk shit about you guys?
They're not. I mean, I got a firm on a way. You know, they do that for the show. You know, their ratings and contracts and all that stuff. But, you know, I know a few of them in person, and they're not bad. You know, I mean, they're the couple guys I know personally are good guys.
You know what the problem is, Terry? And this is the problem that I have. Is that I know the shows are staged. I know that I know what they're doing. I get what they're doing. But here's the part that bothers me. After the races are done, then they do their little victory thing. Those cars ain't shit. Those guys aren't shit. And you know what? It's like, fuck you, man. You came up here, you bought these races, and then you want to turn around and talk shit about us on top of it. That's the part that makes me angry. Just, hey, you know what, man? Those guys were fast, but you know, we just happened to be a little bit quicker. I can live with that. But that's the part that makes me mad, you know, that these guys and the cars, dude, the cars that they race in California, I'll be honest, Bodie's car and Donnie's Vega and Gypsy Mike, those guys should have been a lot closer, if not winning some races. But the other cars, yeah, I couldn't figure that one out, why they were racing. It was apples and oranges. I couldn't figure out why those guys were going at or even got picked.
I know Chi-Town sent some badass cars down there. That's all I know.
Well, I've been, you know, I'm sure you've seen it too, the video of the Sonoma and Tough Enough's Nova.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, I definitely love that race.
Tough down there.
Just because, you know what, and, you know, like I said, you're never going to see that race on the show. But they said it started raining or something.
What's that?
Something happened, and that was the only race.
Yeah, it was cold and rainy, but Tough's down there.
I don't know, that Nova seemed to hook up pretty good.
Well, when you got steamrollers like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Mm. You know what, Terry, match these guys up with equal cars.
Right.
Because, you know, they can pedal and then still get back in, and they're going to come around you when they race the slower cars. I get that. But to make that claim and be the fastest in the country, well, race the fastest in the country. That's all I'm saying. I want to see good racers. But shoot, we could all have a TV show and do that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But, you know, that's the part that gets me going, man. That's the part that just makes me crazy. But I hope when they come up to Chi-Town, man, I hope you get the new ass and it's on TV and it puts these guys in place.
Yeah, they were supposed to come up here and then the spot got switched, so they're kind of in the middle.
When they came out here, I don't know if you ever met Crazy Kelly. He's from Northern California. He's got that 57 Chevy.
Uh huh. Yep.
He went down to Oklahoma to race them, to race Murder Nova. And there's a video out of the 57 driving on the street, going to where they're going to go race. And he's driving the 57 on the street, and the Murder Nova still on the trailer. and he's following them that way. And that, to me, that's a street car. I mean, it's just a smart thing to do. But that's why he's Crazy Kelly. That's why he does what he does. And then he beats them out there in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
So then what happened was Kelly was going to come down for the race, and they said, oh, yeah, we'll race Kelly. We don't mind. Well, Kelly, from what I understand, was testing his motor, blew it up, and asked him if they could – you know, postpone or say you get the car ready to come down there, and they wouldn't. Now, I'm not blaming the guy from that. That, to me, is more production and TV show shit, and I get that. But it's just like, there you have the car from California that beat the murder Nova, and they come down, and nothing. And, you know, I think, and when they came out here to Compton, to race on Compton, the police gave them a 15-minute window to hurry up and get that race off. Bodie's out of the trailer, warming up the car. They're not taking the Sonoma off the trailer yet. They're not taking them. And then they almost burned up that whole 15 minutes, and then the helicopter came in and blew everything up.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you know, here you go, man. Here's a chance to prove to me and everybody, forget about the cameras, that you are a, what you say you are. You are a street racer, probably on one of the greatest hooking streets in California, and you back out. To me, that was just, it was chicken shit. I met Daddy Dave in Vegas when I was there. It was the week before they came to California, and I was talking to him. He seems to be pretty level-headed, but, you know, he's got that arrogance about him that, you know, he can't be beat. So already these guys have that chip on their shoulder.
Right.
They already have that, you know. Man, I want them to show that, you know, they can lose a race and still be human about
yeah.
it. It's just so all this shit talking.
You know, they've been doing street stuff for a long time. Chief, I known Chief for shit. He's been trying to, I mean, Cash Days have been going on for probably 15 years. You know, I remember when I was a kid going, or younger, St. Louis and all that down there for Cash Days.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, I got to give them credit. You know, they stayed stuck with it, and, you know, they got a show out of it. That's the way I see it, you know.
Those
tickets, you know, the whole, you know, ratings and blah, 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 but, you know, it is what it is now.
You know, they have a chance to have this show to really run and show who's the fastest in the country, Terry.
Right.
They really do. I mean, they got a great format. I've seen the show like two or three times. And, but when these guys were at SEMA, before they came to California, it was to your face. They're like, yeah, well, you know, it's going to be good racing and this and that. And it's when you already know you have a race won, you talk all the shit you want,
right?
And that's the part. That's the part that bugs me about them. It's like, you know, come on, man. If you're going to be like that, if you're going to do the races like that, don't talk shit after, man. You could still pat him on the back and say, hey, you know what, man? We just happened to be faster tonight. I could live with that, man. I'd have more respect for those guys like that. But no, going into the show, you got these races already locked up, and you're going to win? Come on, man. To me, that just ain't right.
Like I said, it's all the ratings. They got their followers, and you know what I mean? They got all their followers and haters that watch the show. You know, people watch the haters watch the show just to hope to see they're going to lose.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. You know, it really is, man. It's the WWE at its finest.
Yeah, I've been watching it as a little kid, so you can't knock that either.
Hey, listen, I'm a sucker for that too, man. 20 years ago, my godson got me hooked on it. I started watching it to keep up with him. When he was telling me about this guy and this guy, I watched it. I went, oh, that was a nightmare. And then I got hooked on it for a long
yep.
time. So, yeah, it's a
yeah,
big man.
Yeah, watching it as a little kid.
It's
a man.
It's time, man. I got to open up some mics real quick.
Go ahead.
404-7129. What's going on, boss? Hi, man. 47129. Mic's open. Okay, let's put that one back on mute. We'll go to the next one. 706-1828. Who we got?
What's going on, Tayo? This is Brandon, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Ben? What's going
not
on, man?
Much, man, not much. Trying to do it in little time in Virginia.
I got those I forgot what I was going to say. It was on the tip of my tongue, man. Now I lost it. Shoot. So what's happening, Brandon? Anything good down south?
Yeah, man. I actually up here in the north. I'm up here in Virginia for a couple of days, and I'm head on back, trying to build this little time I got off. What's really going on?
Nothing, man. We went up. I was hanging out with the Brotherhood of Street Racers, the Sunner Division, up in Lancaster, California today. We were at a casting call for the Fast and Furious 7.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, we were up there kicking back, man. Those guys are a bunch of fun, man. I like hanging out with those guys.
Damn it, man.
Great guys,
like
man.
Fun.
Yeah, and then
what's the topic?
Hot Rod
what we got going
was up
on
there,
the
too. What's that?
I said, what's the topic? What we got going on for tonight?
Well, the topic tonight is how we went from grudge racing to shootouts, and is it who's it about making money, the racers or the promoters? That's
all
what,
right.
That's what our topic is for tonight.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can answer this to the best of my ability. How we go from grudge racing to shootouts. I guess with the grudge racing, it ain't as hot as it is no more because motherfuckers either scared or, you know what I'm saying, pride getting in the way, you don't want to lose no money. So when you go to these events, you have these shootouts, which kind of save it because for a person running for, you know, X amount of money, and, you know, they'll run for that versus a cat could do that in one walk. And, like, from down here, the shootouts is real popular down here because it's like, it's say like if Mike Hill throw an event for a shootout. You know, it's like if you go to one of his races, you know, a couple grudge races get off, but the shootouts kind of save it because the grudge racing, they like a Russian roulette kind of thing because it may happen or it may not. Cats paying punk out and shit like that. So you got to do, I guess the promoter doing what you got to do and keep the show going. Because if you go to a grudge fest, I mean, you're going to be sitting there all day with no action. So the shootout pretty much keep up the action. So, you know, everybody can have some action, but at the same time, keep the show going. So in the meantime,
Let me ask you this question, Brandon.
Okay.
Do you think then, because what I'm seeing is this. Well, let me ask the question first. Do you think then shootouts are the way to go?
Far as in promoting the show, yeah. But far as in it staying a permanent thing, not really. But, you know, it actually pumps the races up to want a grudge race, but, you know, I ain't going to say I don't want to be a permanent thing, but it's a time saver. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, most people ain't grudge racing like they used to no more. So it's kind of helping the game.
Do you think it's because the purse can get to be so high in a shootout to where if I'm grudge racing, I'm going to race one guy for $3,000, but I got to pay that money to get into the race and this and that, or try and take a shot at maybe $10,000 in the shootout.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go for that 10 grand because, you know, most people don't have $3,000 to bet. You understand what I'm saying? So
right. It's
kind of hard for a person, for one person, if he ain't got it, he ain't going to run for that amount of money. So he much rather take his chances in the shootout. And half of them, they free entry, so it ain't costing them shit. So they'd take a stab at it winning $10,000.
So the shootouts are more luring than the grudge racing. Here's the question, and Terry, I want you to chime in on this one too because it's going to be up your alley. When you go to the shootouts now, if let's say you have a grudge car or you want a grudge race, and there's no one to race, now you just become a spectator. Because you might want to race have a grudge race against somebody. Those shootouts, you might not have enough to enter that shootout to get out of a round. You might be much slower than the cars there. Do you know where I'm going with this, Terry?
Yeah, I got you. I understand what you're saying. Well, yeah, that's pretty much you'll be a spectator if you ain't trying to step out your class, but that when the shootout actually saved the shit, because, you know, if that grudge race won't get off, you at least can, you know, take your chances in a shootout to get some action.
Well, it's like this. If I charge $20 at the gate per
mm-hmm.
car that comes in for a grudge race,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to put this number out there. Let's just say I get 200 cars. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then you have the gate for the spectators. They charge them $10 a gate. I don't know anybody. I'm just throwing numbers. That's what it is out here in Cali. So I'm throwing
okay.
So $10 for spectators. So now,
mm-hmm.
and if there's no grudge race, if I'm grudge racing, that's my money I'm going to be trying to win or lose against somebody else who's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm coming in the gate and I'm putting up $10,000 and charging no entry fee, well, that money's got to come from somewhere. Does it come from the gate? Do you charge more at the gate then?
Well, usually the promoters have the money on them. But, you know, some of them wait on the gate, some of them wait on the cars or whatnot. But usually the money will be there. Well, supposedly,
what I mean,
well,
Brad,
I say this. It depends on who the damn promoter is. Say, like, if it's Mike Hill or 901 Bad Boys or somebody like that, the money's there whether they make the gate or not. They make the gate money or the car money. That money's there. But you fuck around with some kind of jacky-ass promoter, that's when the shit starts getting, you know. And I ain't throwing no names out there, but, you know, probably know a few of them. But if you fooling with them, yeah, that's when you get kind of speculating a little bit. But when you got an actual real promoter, that's when, you know, you ain't got to worry about shit. Just go for what you know.
Hey, Terry, you still there, Terry? He might be away from his phone. Shake, you there, babe? Shake.
What's going on, Tell? What's going on, Brandon?
Oh.
What's going on there, Shakey Bake?
You all right?
Yes, sir, man. Just enjoying this damn weather up here in Virginia. It ain't storm on us yet, so I'm enjoying this lovely weather for now.
I heard you over there on the East Coast. Bring me some of that weather back over this way, man.
I'm going to try to bring some with me on the way back.
Hey, what's
oh,
Brandon? Is? He got off the
phone? Huh?
No, he's still online, but he might be away from his phone.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, let's just say, let me just say this question, or ask this question. Let's say for a shootout, it's a $10,000 purse to the winner.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have to come through that gate just for you to break even, is what I'm saying. If the entry fee is free for the guys in the shootout, I mean, how many people are you going to have coming through that gate just to make that 10 grand back?
Okay, how much you charge to get in the gate? $10 or 20 or?
Well, let's say they bump it up to 20 for a shootout. I don't know, but we'll say 20 for a shootout.
Okay, $20 a head, and you know five of them make 100. So if you times that by what 200 people, you'll be at what 5,000.
So you need 400 people to come to the shootout to break even.
Pretty much. But if you know, if you got a hot promoter, he's gonna top that regardless anyway.
Well,
but
no, I understand.
What Mike Hill was saying, he take chances on that kind of shit because you know he'll throw a purse out there. And he'll gamble with it. But at the same time, he's still going to come through with his word, whether the people make it or not. But he's just there for the action. So he guaranteed to give the purse however much it is. And, you know, you got most promoters, they probably get half the money and don't want to pay the whole fucking payout.
Right.
So, like I said, it depends on what promoter it is, who you're fooling with. And they, you know, grounded, I mean, y'all know who they are, who you rather race for or who you rather not race for, because you know who's full of shit and who ain't. I take my chances probably racing that Mike Hill race before I race it. Somebody that I barely know, you know what I'm saying? And if I even win the shootout, if I'm guaranteeing my money in that.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Hold on, man. We're going to grab some more phone lines.
Okay.
678-5261. Your mic is open. Who's this?
Hype man.
You know who it is.
Oh, hype yeah, man, I think hype now. Man. What's going on,
I'm listening to y'all talk. I mean, Brian Miller said the only reason I don't agree with that is because of the fact that the only reason drugs raising ain't what it is because raising done lost their nut. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They always trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, like, who, you know what I'm saying, like, what their time is. If everybody stop worrying about time, and just fucking race, you know what I'm saying? The grudge race would be better than the shootout. The only good thing, like you said, will shoot out is because it's free entry. And tell you for the most part about money, as for how much it would take for people to break even, really and truly, you know what I'm saying? The average show that Mandrill usually have, just being real, he have over 2,500 people at his show every event he usually have. So,
wow.
If you got 500 people times 20, that's $10,000 right there. So if he got 2,500, you just think about how much money that is. I know that man still 100 grand the first of every year that he has shut up and race, at least. And then you got to think they don't just charge $20. They charge $20 for you to get in for spectators. They charge like $35 to $40 for you at the car.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Most people come in a track, it's four or five of them, some bitches in a car. So at $20 a head, like Brandon said, if it's five jokers in the car, that's $100. But if the driver got to pay
$40, car, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If the driver got to pay $40, that's an extra 20, so that's $120 a car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So he got $5 with 10 people in there. With 10 cars, that's a $1,000 easy. And that ain't even, that's nothing. 10 cars is nothing. You have that in race cars.
Mm-hmm.
So throwing out that 10 grand is just chump change.
Pretty much. I mean, when you're doing a shootout, the only thing that shootout
right.
does is lure the people in. Even though if you got like a 10 car, 20 car minimum, you got to think you got a 20 car minimum at, let's just say, the average person, unless it's Mike Hill or Tony Vile, somebody like that, the average person like Mandrill, they're not gonna put up that much money. They ain't gonna put up no more than about $3,000 to $5,000. They gonna make that in like the first hour, 2 hours they open. So they don't even care about that. So that's really like Brandon said, if a person ain't got no money in his pocket, he just got no money to get down now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that'll be his best bet. But if you really got a true street car and you just want to come down and get on somebody's ass real quick and just make a couple of test passes, you'll be a damn fool to get in the shootout because you ain't doing to wear your damn car out. Because you got to run the car all the way out. Because the average, like you said, the average person going to be faster than you. You just got to hope for the best. I cut a better light or he breaks. You banging on all this stuff like that. You're not banging on the fact that he's faster than you. You don't care about that. You want them $5,000, so you like, shit, I'm going to leave on his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if people start worried about how fast somebody is and just fucking race, the grudge racing will be the best thing spoken because, like Brandon said also, you'll be you'll get all that money in one walk instead of waiting to 5-10 cars. You got to run 6-7 cars before you get 5,000 versus you can run one person for 5,000.
Well, and that's where the argument comes. You know, doing the grudge racing, you know, you can make that $2,000 quick in one shot.
Exactly. All day long.
Exactly.
But the only thing about it is, at least,
I'm going to give you a perfect example. The other night, Brandywine ran MOB, Brandon. I know you saw that on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. He ran that bitch out the back door. Okay, MOB left on his ass. MOB was in front of him when they left. When they got to about the 6, about the 3:30, Brandywine come around that ass putting about 3-4 left on his ass. But he blows the transmission. But who gives a shit? They got enough transmission sitting in the shop. And he got that money. So at the end of the day, they got a transmission in 2 hours versus if they're in a shootout and they lose or they break the car the first round, then they just lost. They just lost out on the money and the truck money.
But
he told the transmission over and kept on going, but he won the race, he got $1,000, and he got a transmission already sitting on standby that he can put in 2 hours for free because he do his own work. So he came out on top. But if he had been in a grip in a shootout and broke on the first round, he'd have been stuck with the gas money and the time it took him to get down there, and he'd have been just fucked in the game. He just had to stand out there and be a spectator, like you said, Theo.
But see, what it is, hey, man, what I think it is, people don't know how to gamble no more. You know how, you know, you just go out there and it's like, fuck it. Well, let me try this. Give me this. And let's see where it goes from there. They're scared to gamble. They're scared to gamble. I mean, Brandon, just going out there, you know, I ain't saying it's going to be for real, but we'll see. That's like, you know, if I get my shit ready. I know I probably can't whoop Brandon Wine here, but I'm a gambler with him. I'm going to try something to see if it'll work for me to win.
If you really want to know the truth, man, you really need to get on cap ass, though. The L dog.
That's going to be, we're going to talk about that too.
See,
but,
I wouldn't jump on Brandon Wine, because if you do beat him, you ain't going to have no more race. Cause everybody already
I
fucked
up my money.
Right. That's part of what you're talking about. You don't know how to gamble. If you go out there and bust Brandon Wine ass, you know he's flying. What you gonna do next? Oh, we ain't fuck with that blue ring from goddamn Augusta. That's something to ride. Brandon Wine running 5-4. I know this something to ride for 5-0. You know, I'm just putting it out there as an example. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna fuck with you. It's like your race is open.
Gotta go to something else. But, you know, that was just an example. It's like people don't know how to fucking gamble no more. They're scared to lose. I'm like, shit, it's just a couple
like,
dollars.
When that big-ass car mine come out, I can't go out there and get on Johnny Fox 7 and whoop him, and then I ain't going to get no more race. I got to come on some of these little dogs, man. I got to get on some of these dudes that been just talking shit, badly beat them, and just work my way up. And then when I want to run that bitch out the gate, out of fact, go to that shit and let's go yonder.
That's right.
I give you the back tie.
Georgia boy, shut the fuck up. That got that.
Hey, Georgia boy, listen, man. I'm going to tell you right now, man. Hey, Georgia boy, all my money's on you, baby. All my money is on you, okay? If you needed to hear, I'll keep saying it until you understand. All my money is on you.
That's right. Put it on that featherweight.
You talking about all the money on him here. My money on him if I do race. Hey man, I bet you with my own money.
Hey Tayo. And I gamble with Georgia boy ass. I try. Let me move a little bit.
Hey Brandon,
what's up?
Hey, what part of Virginia? What part of Virginia you at?
In Hampton.
Hey, you are in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm in Hampton, Virginia.
I'm getting some background noise right now.
I'm originally from Portland.
Huh?
I'm getting some background noise, guys.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm going to Richmond tomorrow to see what Virginia Motorsports Park is like.
Man, you should have went down there to Hurst, North Carolina, man. Right across the line.
Hey, guys, sit tight for a second, man. I got to open up some more mics real quick.
All right.
We got 773-4015. Your mic's open. Who's this? Oh, they hung up. I guess they didn't want to talk. Oh, we got a phone call straight out of Cali. 310-4768. Who's this?
Kel, you know who this is.
Oh, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, big dog?
I'm trying to stay out of trouble. What's going on, man?
Everybody, oh, man, dude, I'm just...
This is my brother from another mother, man. I swear to God.
I'm just sitting here, sitting here getting ready to go on, and I see this post of you guys talking some trash about all this racing. I'm like, oh, I gotta listen to this.
I gotta tell you something about this guy, man. This guy on the phone, his name's Jacques, and he really is, man. He's my fucking mini me. He rolls into the parking lot one night with this blue Camaro, and me and my friends all started looking. I'm like, I thought it was my old car. It was exactly like my old Camaro, same color. Well, maybe not quite the same color, a lot nicer. So I walked over to him and I said, "Hey, is this your car?" And he got a little nervous. I'm like, oh, "Relax, man. I just want to know where you got it from because it looks like my old car." Wait, he showed me the pictures of what that car looked like. I'm like, "Oh no, hell no, that's not my car. My car never looks like this." What's going on, brother?
Hey, man. So I just listening to you guys. I just actually got a couple of comments or questions for you guys too, right? So first of all, let's talk about the show. Like, they say it's like street racing and all that stuff, and it may have started out as street racing, but if you actually like look at what actually goes on, like these guys are bringing like nothing but full on track cars out there, right? Like,
yeah.
Is it just me, or is it just my perception, or is that what it looks like? Because, you know, like some of the cars, yeah, they're daily drivers and they're fast and they you know, they're actual like street race cars. But Kale, I mean, you know me, man. We've gone to street races hundreds of times, and there are street race cars that you can drive out to the track on pump gas, you know, on ET streets, which maybe or maybe not be considered, you know, cheaty tires. But you know, those cars will come out there and they race because, you know, they have a passion for the cars. They love the, you know, the possibility of, you know, getting chased down by cops. And, you know, we've also had the guys that have, like, rolled all the way out from the valley, you know, and they bring a trailer car. And it's a track-ready, you know, 8 or 9 second car that they want to put on the street. And I don't know, just watching the show, I kind of laugh at it now, because it's like for some of us veterans, we look back at it and you're like, really, like, this guy thinks this is a street race car. Like, he's coming out with, you know, big, really big tire, you know, tubbed car, you know, frame, you know, totally tube framed. And you're like, that's
well, what they get to do, Jacques, what they get to do, Jacques, is when they go to these races, though, they get to pick the cars they're going to race. So the race is going to be pretty much in the bag. Except in one case, when the Sonoma went to Chicago, and not to say that other states don't have fast cars, but Chicago's got some pretty badass cars. I don't care where you go in Chicago, the east side, the west side, the south side, north, they got some badass cars there. And they bit up a little bit more than they could chew. They ran a Nova, an alcohol-blown Nova, who sat just like them, and they got their ass worked. But you're not going to see that on TV. But,
no, of course not. Of course not, because it doesn't make for good TV.
So the thing is like, do they have fast cars? Yeah, they got fast cars. Do they street race? Yeah, you know what? I'm sure they did back in the day. But I want to see them race cars that sit like them.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them take that car and race a car like my Vet I used to have. Or
yeah,
race my Vague. You know,
I mean, the thing is, like, your Vague. Yeah, like your Vega is a track car, but your Vette, it was a street race car. You know, like it was a daily driver. You could drive it to work if you wanted to. It ran on pump gas. But if you lined up next to someone at a stoplight, you know, the wheel may jump a little bit, you know. So, I don't know. I'm frustrated at is, like, they're trying to, like, put the, like, impression out there that, like, you know, street racing, you got to bring a track car, you know, to compete with these guys. And it's like, I don't know, it kind of goes against the principles of street racing. Like, they're supposed to be street cars, you know, and I don't know, $10,000 motors or $15,000 motors, quote unquote, you know, street race car is not, to me, is not a street car. And that's the problem I have with it.
Somebody give me $100,000 and watch what I can come out with.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know, too, like, you know, because it's a show, you know, and it's on TV, like, I, you know, these guys, the producers of the show, try to, like, get these guys to kind of, like, make things a little bit more interesting by bringing out different cars and whatnot. And I don't know, it just, again, just adds more to that notion of, you know, this is bullshit, you know, this is not street racing. You know,
well, you know,
like I mean, how many times do we go and we have like, you know, 600-700 people out on the street, we shut down the street, and, you know, each side's got like $4,000 or $5,000 in from like 30 different people, and, you know, they're street cars that probably do anywhere between like, you know, 9 and 12 seconds, you know, in the quarter, and people just race because it's exciting and it's fun and, you know, people have a passion for cars that go fast. You know, it's not, if we wanted to do it professionally, you know, we would build track cars and go to the track and do it, you know?
Well, you know, they have a good concept. I get what they're doing. And building cars like this and putting them on the street and claiming to have the fastest street race cars is because people who street race cars, oh, hell no, they don't have anything like that. Because the guys cars like that go to the track.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're not dumb enough to screw up on the street and roll their car on the street and lose the, you know, thousands of dollars they put into their quote-unquote race car.
But, you know, when the police block off a street and you get camera lights out there, so it's like daylight.
Yeah.
You know, and then, how many cars do you think you'd have out there if they did that every night or on the weekend?
Yeah.
You'd have a
all
ton
along.
Of track cars out there. You might even see a couple pro
totally.
Stock cars out there.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't hate them for what they're doing, how they're doing it. But like I was telling Terry, one of the callers, it's like, it's after they beat you. Then they start talking shit about you when, you know, when you're not there anymore. Oh, yeah, they don't have any fast cars. When their race is already bought.
Well,
and that's two things.
Yeah. Two things to say. One, I actually like the way they kind of structure it. I don't know, because it kind of creates a whirlpool or, you know, a fury in the community to, like, get people to, like, try to get, you know, their car faster, right? The problem with it, though, is that people have to spend money to do that. So that's the one thing I don't think about it. And then on the second point, sorry, I totally forgot what I was going to say now. Talking about it.
You know what I think we should do?
Yeah.
And this could work out a lot of ways. But, you know, through the grudge racing and when I went down to Mississippi – and saw a lot of things down there. I never realized how fast cars were until I actually went to Lena, Mississippi when Chad and I went down there for a race.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the cars that we have here, just like street cars, compared to those street cars, yeah, we'd get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We're not set up like them for one. But
yeah.
But seeing that and knowing those things like that, it makes you realize, hey, there's more out there. You know, it's just what these guys are doing is they're taking a concept, and they can really turn this, like I said earlier, they could turn this to something good. They choose not to. They call people out talk all kinds of shit, stick their chest out, and then because they know they have a race won. Well, you know,
yeah.
What?
Well, because
you know, take that clause out of it, and watch how fast their pecker runs inside of them, because when they got to come out
yeah.
play with the big kids, because I guarantee the cars that I've seen in the grudge racing, I could find 10 cars through grudge racing with everybody who grudge races that'll wax that their list, that'll whoop every
yeah.
car on their list.
Yeah. Well, I think, kind of talking back earlier about the talking the trash part, like, the way it's set up, to my earlier point, like how they have the different tiers and how you got to, like, call out the person in front of you, like, I don't know, it's just, that's fine and dandy and all, and I like that, because, you can talk shit between, the two people that are going to be racing, that's fine, it's already, that's kind of like the only way you can go is either up or down, but like, I mean, Taylor, like, if anybody talked any type of trash about anyone's cars, what happened? They got a phone call, they got told to meet us at the freaking, with this street or this parking lot, and, We'll finish it out. Let's race. And next thing you know, dude, you've got a couple hundred people in the street corner, pulling money out of their pocket to see these two people who've been talking trash, 3 hours earlier, race it out. And you know what? Once the race is done, the trash talking stops.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the way they have it structured, kind of like fuels the random air trash talk and not really anybody being able to like do anything about it, because it's like, you got to work your way up a tree, No matter if you talk trash or not.
Well, I try talking trash, but I think I sometimes get a little too overboard. You know me.
Yeah,
but
well, I mean,
I try to take the quiet route now and just try to, it's everybody tries to find their angle. These guys have a good angle because they're just racing slower cars. But I guarantee, and I'll say this the day I die, these guys race cars that sit like them. That's why they all went to the twin turbos, because they started getting their asses
yeah.
kicked on the nitrous.
Right.
People had bigger and better shit. And they don't want to lose. I get that. Nobody wants to lose. Nobody goes into this wanting to lose.
Especially their skin in the game, and a lot of it, not just a reputation.
Yeah.
It's.
No, what it is, they got them pride.
Yeah, well,
their pride is too goddamn high. If they ease down on a little bit of that, you probably see more girls racing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them, when they lose, they fucking sore losers. They can't take the L. They want to trip and get mad, want to fight, and all this other bullshit. I mean, that's what's really fucking the girls racing up, also.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's been, being in the street races, like, it'll happen. Like, street racing draws a very eclectic crowd of individuals,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, shit, Taylor, how many times, has a gun been pulled out or, shots have been fired and everyone's running into cars and driving away because someone got pissed off, they lost money. And that does drag it down and hurt it a little bit, but I think it's going to happen anywhere you go with racing, period. Like, even the professionals get pissed off and get out and throw helmets at each other,
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that was pretty much killing. I mean, that's the reason why I got out for the street, because, all that other shit that be going on, the unnecessary shit, it's not uncalled for. You go to the track,
yeah.
the lights fall, the wind light come on, you get a pay up,
exactly.
It's less bullshit, as far as he got close to the center line, or the race was close, or, stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot that plays into how grudge racing is falling off, but it's up to, the people to put some of that pride aside and stop being a sore loser and the shit to come back up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brandon, let me ask this question real quick.
Okay.
Not that I don't believe that it's going to go away, but if grudge racing did start to go on the decline, you think those guys are going to start heading back to the street, or do you think some of these guys are just going to stay doing shootouts?
They're probably going to be doing more damn shootouts, because the street,
yeah.
that's where it gets worse at.
But you got to remember, though, now, when you do a shootout, but when you do a shootout, and I'm not putting street racing out there, but when you do a shootout, you got to remember, you're talking about 8, 12, 14, 16 fastest cars around. So that's all you're going to see.
I take my chances in that shootout than going back to the street. And you got one of eight times to win. It was a 16 car field. You got one of eight times.
But what I mean is that what I'm saying, though, is that those shootouts. So, I mean, you guys are running 8 miles. You guys are running fast ass times. We won't put numbers out there, but I'm just saying we're running fast ass times. And everybody is equal in that shootout. Everybody is equal. Where if both guys stick and both guys have clean passes, it's going to come who jumps off the line first. And that could be your margin of victory at the other end. That's how close those cars are. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you know, and to say like what Nate Pritchett told me about being sold out, if they could find 16 cars that were running in a tenth of each other, that were running 8 seconds, that would be their show. That would be their, you know, that's what they would have done for Pink Sol Out. But here's the thing, because that's all Pink Sol Out was. That was just a shootout, guys running in the tent. But by having that, now you got to remember, when I went Pink Sol Out, there was 425 cars that entered. They're going to take 16 cars, and if 16 of those cars were 8 second cars, let's say 850 cars, that means the rest of those people are done. Now they become spectators to watch these guys go at it. But once you have a shootout, you're I don't want to say you're limiting, but you're putting a class race in is pretty much what you're doing. Even though we call it a shootout, it's still a class race because those cars are pretty much equal. Guys, hold on 1 second. Let me open up a mic. I've had this guy on hold for a little too long. 773-4325. Hello. 4325. Your mic is open.
They're in the bushes.
Put them back on hold. If they want to come back, then they can hit the one button again. Let me hold on. We got, I don't know, did he jump off or what? What's going on, man? Oh, yeah, he sure did, man. Every time I go to click his mic, he jumps back off. Hit that one button again.
All right, Joe. Hey, man, I got to take off. Hey, this is a fun chat with you.
All right, Jacques, we'll talk to you later, brother.
Yeah, sounds good. Nice chat with everyone.
I'll see you soon. All right, man.
All right, bye.
You know what I should have to shoot? I should have. Does anybody here use Eagle Park? Eagle Rod?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, his partner, that's where I get all my shit from. His partner is the grandson of Eagle Products here in Oneida.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. That's where I get all my stuff. Nope. And then you have Tennessee. Tennessee's where you get the blocks and all that stuff. But over here, they do all the machine work for the heads and rotating kits and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I might need a holler down in for my next
show.
What's
that campaign going last night? That's the campaign.
What's that?
The pier. But you say he's going to another part of the town. I'm telling him, I ain't going down by that one time. He didn't know what the fuck. I didn't know what the fuck he was really talking about. But then I have to think about it today. He just talking about going somewhere up north. That's what the key is. But,
hey, did we lose Georgia boy?
Yeah.
You lost Georgia boy? Are you here? Okay.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Trying to figure out who we keep dropping and coming back and dropping and coming back. But
and Georgia boy, what are you gonna give me, man? So we get this race off.
Yeah, no time to get out. Yeah, no time to get the stuff. the next line.
There's another way to call you, Jack. I want to take
a gallon. I'm going to give you another time to pull your car off the trailer. That's about it.
Well, hold
man,
on a second,
on.
Matt.
You got a lightweight car, man. I'm 3,000 pounds. I got a full body car. You got a damn chassis, carbon fiber, whatever you call it.
You got a bigger motor than I got. So, hey.
I got to pull this guy out of the bushes right now.
Tell this man.
Yeah.
He can put the smaller motor in it. If he got a lighter body, he still can make up. Please tell him that.
Yeah, you will.
Motor size don't mean shit. Billy Glinton proved that. He had a small block fucking up big block Pro Mods. That ain't shit.
Well, Grumpy Jenkins did the same thing, too.
All right, so what you going to get him?
I ain't no Grumpy Jenkins. Grumpy Jenkins
had
money. I ain't no
Grumpy Jenkins. I mean, I ain't from Virginia. I just came to visit.
Really?
Really? Tell him why he dogs in the grave, man.
So, no,
I'm saying. Yeah, white dogs in race.
Like, really?
I want to race his light ass. I want to race him.
Hey, Brandon.
Huh?
Hey, Brandon. Brandon, you need to stop your man. You know you got a 5-second car. You need to stop your man.
Hey,
oh, Brandon.
What's up, man?
When you line up with Georgia Boy, you gonna go straight. He gonna go straight up in there. His car so light.
He like Delta Airlines. He got that. He fly high while I'm trying to stay low.
Yeah, he got the balloon. That's what he got.
When he got the damn NASA suit on and all, that man going to the moon. I'm trying to go to the 8 mile.
Hey, listen.
You got a fast car, man. You know you got a fast car.
Man, my car ain't fast. I don't know how fast that's going to be to you. I just want to gamble with you, though, because you got a lot of ass.
Hey, listen, I don't know how fast it is either, but all my money's on that car.
Tell him to get it up, then. Let's gamble with this shit. He got a proof of
money. It'll be up next month.
Oh, that's perfect timing, then.
You call me. Oh, it'll be next month. It'll be up.
Tyson, you there?
Okay,
listen. You stay for a few minutes.
You pull my son out the bushes.
I love coming through black neighborhoods with my shirt off. I'm gonna steal home.
What's going on?
Hey, who's that girl? Tyson, you got women at your house?
They what?
Tyson, are those Asian women I sent over for you and Shake?
Yeah, that's them. They were on me a long time.
Yeah, I told you, man. They're on the way. Let me try to get them back in. Guys, hold on one sec. 773-4325. Your mic's open. Who's this? Mic's open.
That's somebody in Chicago.
Okay, well, I'll put them back.
Hey, yo. What's up, Phil?
So, Tyson, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Man, where were you hiding out at, man?
Man,
I'm looking for you.
Man,
I
got to
tell you, man. I got to tell you what happened today, man. Today, I said earlier, but I wanted you to be on the phone when I made the announcement. But listen to this, man.
Uh-huh.
So I met up with Baby and Sleepy and Felix and all the guys from the Brotherhood up at this casting call for the Fast and Furious 7.
Uh-huh.
So I brought the car up there, and guess what, man?
There was another Vega in the parking lot, and just to let you know, the Vegas were holding the lot down. Okay? They were holding the lot down. I just want to let you know that, baby. I was going to send you a picture of it, but, man, the phone in my hand, it was like 97 degrees up there, and it just, I had to keep my phone in my pocket, man. It was hot.
I don't believe that.
I just wanted to let you know that you know, we was up there and holding down the lot. So I don't know if there was any Jeep bodies. They might have been parked on the other side by the bushes or something, but I'm just saying, you know, I didn't see any.
Hey, don't start nothing now. Jeep bodies come up. Jeep bodies keep the wheels up.
You trying to get tight on a heart attack.
Hell yeah. I'm checking on my wall. I don't want to hear nothing about no baby.
So what's happening, Tyson, man? What's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, ain't nothing going on, KO, man. Just working, trying to get this little raggedy kind of mind together. That's about it.
Well, I'll catch up to speed real quick, what we've been talking about. You know, the topic for tonight was about grudge racing and the grudge racing and the shootouts. You know, why is one starting to take over from the other? And then, you know, the clowns from Oklahoma, they're coming to Chicago and they're coming back to Detroit, and they said they're going to be kicking everybody's ass. I've been going round and round with Murder Nova on the internet.
That's funny.
So yeah, he sent out like a thing on Facebook. Oh, but yeah, I ignored it.
Yeah.
Every week I send the number to
the
show.
The only one I get credit to is Farm Truck. That's the only motherfucker I get credit to.
Well, if you know, if they come back here, they're going to have to race our police because they're going to be hell on their ass.
So we are.
Because they know we don't do that shit here.
That's the only person I give respect to, because Farm Truck did race on, he did get down. The rest of them, they packed up and got the hell out of here. Right?
Well, we'll see what happens. I like to find out when they go to either place.
Farm Truck's a real street truck, too.
Hell yeah.
I love the hustle that he has. He goes and takes money from them Z06s, and, you know, he does it right. He plays the game right.
He didn't want that for sure.
Hell, man.
He is hell.
You know, he just rolls up on somebody and gets them to race.
Yeah. I believe that truck
is tearing their ass up, too.
While the rest of them arguing, should he out there racing somewhere?
Well, one thing about it is a full body goddamn truck instead of all that chassis shit.
Well, yeah.
That's a full damn 6,000 pounds.
And he got a dog in
there. I'm afraid that dog, that got bipolar, man. Be cool with you one day when take your hands up the next minute.
That damn dog sit up there like a stuffed animal, don't move or nothing.
You too. And you too.
See, when I first seen it, I thought it was a stuffed animal. Until I kept looking, I said, man, that's a real damn dog.
Hey guys, sit tight, man. I gotta open up some mics, man. I got people calling. Got their hands up.
What?
708-1764. Your mic's open.
What's up, my Vega brother from another?
What's up, Jay?
What's up? What's up,
talk to me, man. What's happening?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. I can't call it. Fucked around and laid and fell out, and I sat up and said, damn, I got to call in the show, man.
Listen, Jay, I got to tell you something, man. Every morning, I get up and I run out to the mailbox, and I don't see no Buick out front. I don't see no keys to no Buick, nothing.
What's that?
That car that you picked up. Yeah, oh, yeah. Now you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't see nothing.
Oh,
all you gotta do is send me the keys. I don't take care of the rest.
You supposed to let you borrow it, Theo?
Man, listen, all you had to do was send out a set of keys and an address. That car was beautiful, man. Absolutely
yes.
Beautiful. I still got the picture on my phone, Jay. I can't get
man,
rid of that.
That was unbelievable.
I'm never going to get to one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a hell of a piece there, bro.
Oh, man. What a beautiful car, man. What a beautiful car.
What kind of car was it, Jay?
A GS7.
GS.
Red, white top, white interior. With shit, I forgot how many miles it was on.
Well,
very,
well,
very, very low.
It would have had 20. It would have had 2,000 miles on it if I would have got it. It had just tacked on 2,000 miles.
Hey,
thought I brought that back to home.
Yeah, that was a piece there, bro.
What's up?
22,000 miles.
Oh, God.
22,500. 22,000
miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit,
it just broke in.
I know, right? You should have seen it, man. You should have saw them pictures, man. Smell new on the inside still, man.
Thank you. Hey guys, listen, man. My daughter got to give a little shout out real quick. She got to give a shout out to Kev. Where's Kev from, baby?
Saint Mary's.
Say it the way you say it, though, baby. Say it slow. Where's Kev from?
Saint Mary's.
That's my baby. Did you guys hear? She does that, man. When Kev and I was on the phone. She asked who I was talking to. I was talking to Kev. She goes, Detroit, Motor City. I said, oh, really?
That's your in-house cheerleader.
What's that?
You got your in-house cheerleader.
Oh, man.
Hey, Teo.
Yeah.
The countdown for the World Vega Extravaganza is coming up soon.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Come
oh,
on, man.
Somebody knew my mic.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, man. You're
somebody
me
knew
softly
my mic.
With
Lord,
that song.
Man, I didn't. Oh,
you're killing
Lord,
me
man.
Soft.
Hold on. What you got against Vegas, man? Vegas are nice. Oh, man.
They did too much speed for him, baby. That's all. Too much speed for him.
Hey, Teo, I gotta send you a picture. Puerto Rican Pete got one now.
Oh, really?
He got a white one with a black stripe.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with Puerto Rican Pete, man? I gotta talk to him.
You know what, Jay? Hey, listen. I want to put one of those stripes on my car, but I can't find out what color looks good with Rattle Can Red yet.
I know, right?
You gonna put a pink? You gonna put a pink one on there?
Oh, no,
yeah, no. Nice try, baby.
You're going to put a pink one straight down the middle.
That's a shame.
All right, though.
I might do rattle can gray or maybe a darker
then
rattle can.
Then you're going to name it Tutti Frutti.
It. It's going to be Rattle Cannon something. It will, man. It's going to be Rattle Cannon something.
That's okay. I'm going to bring a jukebox to the Vega Nationals and take over.
They won't let you in the gate, baby.
I'm trying to set down your
hole. They won't let you in the gate.
They will.
You better put a big in the front seat with you. The only way you gonna get in the gate.
I'm gonna get in there.
What's going on, Shay?
Hey, boy, what's that, Georgia boy?
Yeah, Georgia boy.
Hey,
there. You get that list for me?
Yeah.
All right. No, I ain't get it. I didn't get it. I can't find it. I can't find it on the internet.
Well, you know a couple of them are in the area. Just give me them, Chuck.
Yeah, they had a big race tonight.
Where?
LaGrange, Georgia. They had a shootout.
Oh, yeah.
LaGrange, man, you getting in a shootout then, Georgia. Boy, we got to get this race out, man. What's up, man, you in a shootout?
Shake and bait, know what I'm waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm waiting on. That's going to happen real soon.
NASA sticker?
My pilot license.
I thought you already had them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, okay, get ready to
Drag's having a race on August 2nd, or August 3rd. I'm sorry. I wonder if he's having a shootout. He's going to have his third annual Brush Fest, August 3rd at Byron Dragway.
Yeah, I say, what's the name race on the second? Tony?
Yeah, Donye.
Donye race on the second.
And then
everybody
from Kanye
is on the third, too. In Holly Springs.
This has got a race on the third?
BET.
That's right, BET. Yeah, he's got a race on the third also.
Yeah, he is on the third.
Yeah, in Holly Springs.
Yep. Train them right.
Yeah, business race is on the 19th.
Yeah, that's gonna be at 41.
Wow.
The 19th of July and 41.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at 41.
Hey, Tayo, did you ever get down to the bottom of that dude that tried to race you or wanted to race you? However that went.
Oh, yeah, we got that all squashed, man. That's all good now. That's all good. We got it all straightened out.
Mm. I wonder who won. I wonder who won from playing Deke and cutting the check tonight.
We did what?
I'm going with Deke, damn it.
Huh?
I'm going with Deke.
Mm. I don't know. Oh, I heard that J1 Porter been driving. Cut the check cost, so I don't know.
What the hell are they supposed to mean?
You know they want a better driver than Deke.
But Deke don't make the trip, though.
No.
No doubt about that.
How far he's got to go?
2 days, man.
He got to go all the way. He talking about being J1. He got to go all the way.
Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
That's a lesson right there.
Your Super Sport on yet? I think she got something to say.
Oh, I'm sure she does, man. But I don't see. She's right here, man.
Don't go nowhere, Tayo.
Super Sport, you there?
Don't go nowhere, Tayo.
Yeah, what's up, girl?
What's going on, girl?
My phone fade now. I can't hear nobody.
Don't do that, Tyson. She ain't hear the horn.
I'm
yet.
I'm up there. It's a gang of us. We finna go and play with these cars a little bit.
What you do Friday, Miss Supersport?
Get halfway down the track.
Hey, you need some drag radio when we doing that, or some slick?
I got some slick at the house in 2810-5, but I drove down to the streetway. So, you know, I can't drive on the slick. So, if I had somebody trailing me, then I would have sold the slicks on. But it was just, next time I guess I'll be prepared. We were just down there playing, me and my little homeboy. We just went down there just to play around. Not nothing serious.
Yeah, well, you don't want to show them too much there yet.
Hey, I can't show them nothing nowhere because I was... y'all see my video. Kill it like. He's like, shake it. I hear him in the background. Oh, here they go, hook. Here they go, hook. Hey, he was like, get out of there, get out of there, get out of there. I'm like, shit, I'm all right out of there. I'm spinning.
Yeah, they hating from the sideline.
Yeah, yeah. It was all right down there, though. It was fun.
You ain't go to the race today?
Mark was supposed to be taking my car. He was
Yeah, we thought it was gonna rain.
Hey, we thought it was gonna rain. Mark was supposed to be taking my car that thought world. And he ain't never called me back. So I was like, yeah, we thought it was gonna rain, so I was like, man.
You know you messed me up with that book, the competition product. I can't even put it down.
Well, let me tell you something. This is no lie.
I love that book.
This is no lie.
I love that book.
I ain't even had no space for thought. My little friend was like, what's up? I'm like, bro, you should have called me when I ain't had no oil pressure. I just said, number they call now.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, I'm in that book. When I tell you, I got a Moroso book. I've been in my Moroso book. I've been in a competition engineering book. I got a jazz book. I've been out before I go to bed at night. I read my Bible and them books.
Hey, well, man, Tad, I don't even have to go to Barnett to get a part number. I do stop at your house to get a part number.
Ah, yo, hey, you see that picture I put up? All them books on my table. I'm telling you, that's how you don't get fucked. You call them quick lines, you call them people, because I like talking to some of these people down here in the city who fear you competition, and they're going to try to fuck you and tell you wrong and do all that bullshit. Them people in them tech lines, they want that money. They want to see you ride. Now, that's when they part up. So they're going to tell you right.
Yeah, you messed me up with that competition product. I can't put the book down.
Oh, yeah, that's what I pull with that competition product. That's what I be ordering my stuff on. I tell you,
No, we have a lot to.
You said Denise Fannin, and they were like, "Oh yeah, I know him. They know me by heart. All that money I spent. When I ordered that block, I had to split the payment up. Cause my car won't let me take out $3,000 a day. I said, damn, my car won't let me take out for $3,000. I didn't know that. I always put them on the low car. I said, can y'all charge $3,000 now and the other two in the morning? They're like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, they got
to in the morning, but they done hit that car.
Hey, Miss Jules, don't tell everybody too much because you're not passionate.
Yeah, they got some good pricing in there, too.
They got some what? See, I said five bands. I just said
you
five
still got
bands.
The best time.
Yeah, they got some good prizes.
I'll take it. I'll take that big time. I'll take anything y'all give
me. I ain't scared.
I'm
all
ready. I'm already plotting on what I'm going to do.
Where Hype Man at? He still at Florida.
He ran from deep.
Y'all know we throwing a big cookout tomorrow at Welcome Home for my birthday stunt world.
I wish I could make one.
Hey, and Welcome Home. Huh?
Miss Super Sport.
What's up, Miss Sue? What I'm back.
Boy, that was.
You better know it.
Oh, boy, we up here. First of all, we so damn sick. I feel my nigga. Oh, my God.
What's up?
You back in the city.
You better know it.
Nigga, we finna go to the hole, nigga. What the fuck?
Really?
Come on, look. Greg up here. Chris Carter up here. Carla, Gabby, Tony, the other Tony, Ashley.
Yeah,
well, we sick. We can head to the hole.
I'm gonna head out there now.
Where you at, Willie?
I'm gonna head out there now. Y'all going down there?
Yeah, well, we at Crystal right now.
Pull up.
Y'all be coming?
Yeah.
You coming?
Yeah.
Oh, we too late. That's too late. We about to go, girl.
What? What you gonna do, Greg? I mean, you probably right.
Hey,
man,
hey,
John. You ain't for the call, then. Come on now. You gave
hey,
him
Jay.
Two calls. Are you saying you gonna give the man two calls, man? Come on now, Greg. Man, you just saying it, bro. You ain't gonna get nothing. Hey, you super sorry. Hey, Greg, just wait to make a phone and race him in drive. Don't shift.
Once I want these shifts, I got
to shift. I think you might have to go pull it out and slap him upside the head a few times.
I'm going to race Tony Sinclair in drive. I'm going to get him 3 cars.
You going to race the asses?
Hey, Jay. Jay, you still there? Jay.
Well, then you just don't ask that man about no more cams.
Yeah, I'm here. I was on the other line.
Hey, don't ask Tony about no cams.
How's your car coming along, Jay?
We got oil pressure. I just got to do a couple other things to it.
Yeah, isn't that it's good to go?
Yeah, I waited too late. I was going to have some headers made. So I'm going to take the adapters off the head and put the ones that I had on there, them wrap around.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
When do you think it'll be out?
Hopefully at the end of the month. Not this month, next month.
Oh, okay.
How much they
gonna
come
try
out?
And make up? You going to try and make drag show?
I want to.
How much were they talking about making some headers for?
Actually, I don't know. I didn't go and do no investigation on it. But I had some I had coated already. And I did some little changes, and so changes I did had an adapter plate on it. So I'm just going to take them off and put them on. I should be all right with that.
Well, hey, Jay, listen. Yeah. I'm planning on trying to make drag show on the set. Should I bring my driving suit just in case?
I don't know, man. You might be out of tune, man.
Oh, no. That'll never happen.
Huh?
What you got to move that seat up about 3 feet so I can reach the pedals. Other than that, I'll fit right in.
Oh, yeah. No, I might have to do that a little more because that seat is back there on that post.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to move it up at least a foot then.
Yeah, I'm all the way to the post, baby. Yes, sir.
I talked to Big Drag already, Tail, and he said no Vegas allowed.
Oh man. Drag welcomes everybody.
Hey, listen, we got to have to burn the whole
Drag, you welcome. Hey, Drag even welcomes people from Detroit, maybe, so he can come.
And Rob came out called Light.
What's all that background noise? That background noise.
Hey, Tail.
Yeah.
And you say my car light, you got a Vega.
Well, my car's heavy, though.
Shit.
My car's heavy.
Hey,
my car's definitely heavier than yours.
I doubt it.
Hey, Tail.
They don't believe how heavy them things are.
Your buddies come on Monday.
Who's that?
Oh, your buddies.
They're coming to Detroit?
Okay.
They're coming to Detroit?
No, they come on Monday.
Come on to see me.
Oh, do they?
Are they starting their new episode?
They had on there, they want to give a special hi to Tayo from California.
Yeah, I would love them to. I would love them to. I would just want them to come on my show and nut up. That's all I want them to do. I don't know where I have to worry about saying nothing. That guy and I were going back and forth on the internet.
I want to raise the farm.
They showed a Sonoma sliding off in a goddamn corner there somewhere.
Get
out. Yeah, I want to raise the farm truck.
That's the only one I respect. Farm truck came here and got down.
You got now they're saying the Sonoma is the fastest street raced truck.
Come on, that truck ain't no street truck.
Man.
No. It's the street raced truck. None of those cars are street cars. Street raced cars.
It's a street rehearsed truck.
All their tires except for two got John Force tires on them. What the hell they talking about?
It ain't no street race truck. It's a street rehearsed truck.
See, that's getting him out of a race now. So now he wants somebody with a truck to step up. So that's his stiff. He done stiffed him with some races now.
Well, Tyson, I don't know if you heard or not, but they're coming back to Chicago and they're coming back to Detroit.
I'm going to tell you why people watch that show, because there ain't nothing else on to watch about drag race.
That's it.
But that's my whole point. Can you imagine all the stuff they could do to that show to promote racing? You know, the need for tracks. All the stuff. They want to do is they want to go around and say they're the fastest. I get the gimmick. I feel like a broken record repeating myself, man. I get the gimmick, but like I told Terry earlier, what they do is after these races, because these races are all set up, after the it's done, the cameras go back on these guys, what they should say is that, you know what, man, those guys were fast. You know, we just happened to be a little faster tonight. But they go back and trash talk you and talk shit about the car. The car's in California ain't shit. You know, after you know, you just went through all that with, you know, giving up the race and everything, and then you're going to start talking trash about a master. That's what I don't respect about them.
Oh, yeah. They go to one, they went down south. They go to one place down south, and they talking about they took over the whole down south. You went to New Orleans, man. You know what I mean? You race them cats in New Orleans. Don't say you took over the whole. Y'all come and invade the whole down south.
I guarantee, man. We could get 10 cars, 10 grudge-faced cars, and slap them around like redheaded stepchildren. I'm telling you that right now. I believe it in my heart and soul. Because and it's not about their car. Like I said earlier. Their cars aren't slow. They're not fake drivers. But like I said before, man, it's like a sixth grader picking on a first grader. You know, run somebody that's fitting like you.
Only
and they
way
claim
they come
to be
back
the fastest.
To Detroit. Only when they come back here is they're going to be at one of the tracks somewhere around here. You know what I mean? Martin, You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to be at a track because they ain't buying that shit on no street. Not here.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I think they're going to Chicago first. And the thing about this, they don't know what part of Chicago they're going to mess with, the south, the east, the north, or the west. And no matter where they step, and if they race cars that sit like them, no matter where they step in those four corners, they're going to get sawed off.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not saying there's not fast cars and everybody else, but I've actually been to Chicago when they've had street races. And when I went back there for some Bears games, and I was just a bystander in the background. But you know what, man? And I was actually in the south side of Chicago. I think it was the south side. But they got some fast-ass cars out there. These guys are going to get sawed up, man. I hope it's televised. I know Tough Enough. I know that Daddy Dave is taking a beating with that video all over Facebook because it's everywhere about him showing him getting not just beat, but gap. And I know he's going to want, but if he's smart, he'll leave that Nova alone. But I really don't think you're going to see that rematch. I would love to see that rematch, and I would love to see Tough Enough put another whooping on him. Even farther. But I'm just wondering if you're going to see if you're going to see the lineup that you would have seen before. You know, and they say they're going down south too. They're going after everybody.
Come bring it.
I'd like to see it, man. I would like to see it. I would like to see these guys come out.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's a guy down here already called out Andretti. And he backed down. Brandywine already called out Andretti. So they invited him down here to race. He backed down.
Really?
Yep.
Is that the guy with the Cutlass?
No, yeah, Andretti got the Cutlass, the 442.
And I know this because, like I said, on my Facebook, they've been sending me the number 10, and the next day they send me the number 9 driver, the number 8 driver, and the number – oh, and I even got the list of their top 10 they sent me. Like, you're sending me all this shit. Why don't you come on my show and talk about it? Or come on any grudge show and talk about it.
They ain't going to do that.
Because they're scared they're going to get called out. That's why.
Hey, Teo.
Yeah.
You talked to my boy, Big Will?
No, I haven't talked to Will in a while. I saw that video. I saw the video of his little remote control dragster.
With that RC car, Big Will got, he tending to leave.
Oh, dude. Listen, man. His is electric. It's not gas. This is even faster.
I got the same one. He got 10 in the brake.
Oh,
there you go.
Shut up.
There you go again. When you
I like that.
Up. The video that I saw, Will had his car in his hand and was given 10 in the brake to anybody from Detroit. And you know how many people stepped up? None.
No.
Get Big Will on the phone. Hold on, I'm going to get Big Will on the phone.
Any wars between Chicago and Detroit. All I'm saying is Will was standing on the video that I saw. Will standing on the starting line, telling anybody, send the break from Detroit. They get that special offer and nobody found.
Hey, K.O., he got 10 in the break.
Oh, dude. Don't mess with the electric ones, man. Those things just leave like this. Nah.
He got whatever he needs.
Call Big Will right now. Yeah, Greg.
Let me get some callers real quick, man. 224.
Big Will knows better. He better not answer his phone.
Your mic's open. Who's this?
This is a smooth criminal, Tayo.
What's going on, baby? Where you been hiding out at?
Well, you know, I've been hiding, man, because I sit back and I listen to your show. I call in. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker can't get on the show. You know what I mean? And then I get a phone call from somebody who used to be on the show. You know what I'm saying? And all them promises you used to make me when I used to ask you to do me a favor. You know what I'm saying? You used to get on the show, talk all that shit. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You know what I'm saying? And you don't come through like you say you're going to. You know what I'm saying? We talk about being grudging. You know what I'm saying? That's when Grudge Inc. was Grudge Inc. You know, motherfuckers looked out for each other. You know what I'm saying? You, on the other hand, my brother, you know what I'm saying? I asked you to do me a favor. You know what I'm saying? It was a small favor because you're sitting right there in the motherfucking town. It ain't like you couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? If you couldn't do it, you should have told me you couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's my beef.
And didn't I tell you?
You know what I'm saying?
And didn't I tell you that I couldn't get a hold of the guy?
No, that's not what you told me. That's not what you told
me. That's exactly what I told you. That's exactly what I told you. That's exactly what happened.
About these shows. It's a funny thing about these shows. They record it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, every single one.
So check this out here. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, you know what I'm saying, because I'm the type of motherfucker that's going to do what the person asks me to do. If you ask me to do something, if I can do it, I'm going to do it. If I can't do it, if I cannot do it, I'm going to tell you right off the top. It just ain't going to happen. You feel me? It's just that simple.
Right?
Ain't no big deal. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no big deal. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to call a spade. When you say you want somebody to call you out on some shit, I thought that shit that you did was kind of foul. You know what I'm saying? And then I hear from your boy Kevin, you see what I'm saying? I mean, he was your right-hand man, and all of a sudden he ain't your right-hand man.
Who?
And now I'm here for the show, and I called in Kevin. You know Kevin.
I know Kevin.
Okay, so when all that shit happened, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny when you do somebody else wrong, all the real shit decided to come out. You know what I'm saying? And I just think it's just a bunch of bullshit. You host the show.
What did I do wrong?
If you couldn't do something for me, make sure you just did it. You know, 3-4 weeks I called you on the show, gave you my number, everything. I'm gonna get back in touch.
That's right.
Blah 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 blah. You know, you hooked me up with Chad. Chad's a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? And Chad told me just like telling you what he couldn't do. I left that alone. No big deal. But it don't come down to Chad. It comes down to you, man.
I told you on the show that I called down there and the guy did not pick up his phone. And that's what I told you.
Dude,
go back and listen to those shows.
What did you tell me you were going to do? You didn't say it was going
to I told you
him.
That I was
going to
try.
You
I said
go
I was going to try and call. Yes, that's right. I even got a hold
and
of the guy.
I told you motherfucker don't even answer this goddamn phone. That's why I had you go down there.
So then what did you,
you
want? What did you want me to do?
What did I ask you to do? I asked you to go down there, and I told you I was going to pay your ass to go get my manifold, man. I told you that. I said, dude, all you need to do is go up there and get it. Dude, give you a problem, give me a call. Ain't no issue with that shit, period. What you say?
That's right.
Yeah,
so when I drive
there,
I'm going to go do that. I let you talk. Now you let me talk, okay?
I'm going to talk this bullshit out right now.
Let me talk. I called the guy up. The guy never answered the phone. Hey, you want me to drive 45 minutes to an hour to go down there and get your shit, and then if he's not there, how many chicks do you want me to make? Wait, hold on a second.
You got to talk.
Let me talk now.
Go ahead, run your mouth.
You want me to go down there and grab your shit and take time out of my day? I try to get a hold of God. I'm not going to drive 45 minutes.
Why didn't you say that at the beginning, homie?
Let me finish talking.
Why didn't you say that at the beginning, motherfucker?
Listen.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, you know what, dude?
You know what I'm saying? You goddamn girl.
Listen.
That's all you had to say. That's all you had to say. You couldn't do it.
That's what I asked. I tried to do you a favor.
Fuck with it.
So, hey, listen, dude.
You didn't do me no favor, motherfucker. You didn't even try to do me a favor.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, ignore. I tried to.
Yeah.
This is the thanks I get for trying to help
you.
Check this out.
Fuck me.
Get your shit.
Because your motherfucking ass would be walking, buddy. You feel me?
You know what? You ain't.
This has been over with for a while, fellas.
This is what it is right here. See, I left the shit alone until it came back up into my face. You see what I'm saying? It came back up into my face on some bullshit. And at first, you know what I'm saying, I look at it like, okay, it ain't really no shit because I went down there and took care of my business city. But I just figured, you know, hey, look, if somebody from up in Alabama, Mississippi, California, you know what I'm saying, and you ask somebody to do something, and they on the show, and they post it like, hey, Big Dick Bob. Okay, cool, Big Dick Bob. Do me a favor. I'll pay you to do this for me. No problem. Big Dick Bob, you know what I'm saying, just want to keep saying he's Big Dick Bob, not taking care of shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit you talking about on some bullshit, bro. You know what I'm saying? All I ask you to ask you to get in there.
Well,
you
think,
dude, if you cannot do it, don't trip. It's all good. Don't boast me up and say, man, I got you. Every week I call. Then all of a sudden now, every week I call, the motherfucker can't get on the show. Can't get on the show because you recognize the number because you know goddamn well I'm going to ask you about the shit. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm finding out
when couldn't you get on this show?
When Kevin was running the show. When he was running the show. You said, I don't come
well,
on the show. I don't even get on this motherfucking show. You
well,
see what I'm saying? I don't even
go
on the
how
show.
How could you not get on the show then if Kevin's running the show? Kevin's running the show. How could you not get on the show?
Because this motherfucker told him not to. Now, if you think I'm lying,
who
you
told
him? Kevin.
Wait, whoa. Who told him not to?
Tao told him that, cuz. Well, the motherfucker told
him
I was on the line. He told him that. You see what I'm saying?
You're telling me that I told Kevin not to let you in?
Call Kevin.
Somebody get Kevin on the phone right now.
Call him. Call him. Get him on the phone.
I want to explain something to you real quick, okay?
You don't have to explain shit
to me because I don't want to hear it no more.
You know what I'm saying? You explained
enough
shit
to me.
Then
either do one of two things.
Then
hang up. If you don't want to hear it no more, then hang up.
Get Kevin on the show. I'll push your ass out. Then you ain't got to worry about me being on the show no more.
I work my board. Kevin don't work my board.
Call
Kevin.
Where
do you get your information from?
Don't talk to me. Call Kevin. You feel me?
I'm talking to you. We don't go to the horse's mouth, motherfucker. Call Kevin. Fuck this punk. I'm going to keep it real with you about Kevin. Let me know when.
Somebody tried to help me, motherfucker. You ain't trying to help me. Smooth criminal. What's up, y'all?
Listen, hold on. Everybody calm down, man. Calm down.
Motherfucker, calm down.
I understand you hot, but listen. Listen to me. I'm Tyson. I'm from Detroit. Kevin from Detroit. You cannot listen to nothing he say, man. Trust me. The dude is a liar. You know what I mean? I'm just keeping it 100 with you, man. You know what I mean? You cannot listen to nothing that dude say. That dude is a liar. So whatever he told you is not true, man. Don't believe that where a person not letting you on the show or nothing like that. I'm just keeping it real with you, man. You know what I mean? You can't go by what he say, dude, because his word not loyal. You know what I mean? And we stay in the same place, and I'm telling you this. You know what I mean? And other people can tell you the same thing.
I'm gonna get Kev on the phone right now. I'm gonna get Kev on the phone right now because
I just called him, Tayo, and he ain't answered his phone.
See what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, hey, I understand, you know, you are hot right now, but, you know, get down to the bottom of it, like I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man, his word ain't loyal.
Now, wait, Smooth Criminal, let me say this.
You can't believe nothing he say to come out of his mouth, man.
Let me say this real quick, okay? Our work days, okay? I made phone calls down there, and if you remember, I had my boy Darren call on the show, and that was Bryce's good friend, and he couldn't even get a hold of Bryce. And I kept trying for you. Now, if that's not good enough for you, then I'm sorry. That was the best I could do.
Tayo, check this out. This is what I'm going to say, because that's not how it went down. Yeah.
That's exactly
when I first
how it
called
went
you,
down.
Hold on, cuz. When I first called you, bro, you was J-Yo going through the shit, right? Okay, you was J-Yo going through the shit. I mean, you boasting all this and all that. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talk a lot of shit out of their mouth. You know what I'm saying? I get that. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the game. This is good. This is part of the game. But what I asked you to do was something simple because, you know what, I come down to California not on a regular. You know what I'm saying? I was really trying to get this motor done and all that shit, and that's not your issue. That's my issue. You feel me? It's my issue. And all I did was just ask a simple situation because, you know, with me, I'm going to give it to you how I see it. You know what I'm saying? If you ask me to do something, like I said before, if I can do it, I'm going to do it. If I can't do it, I just can't do it. You feel me? It's just that simple. You said you was going to try to get down there. You said you was going to call. I'm not going to say you didn't call because you told me you called. But the second time I talked to you, brother, you said you was going to go down there yourself. Then you hooked me up with Chad. Chad was having a baby at the time, so I couldn't ask that man to do nothing for me because he was all stuck on his wife and his new baby,
That wasn't Chad. That was Darren.
Okay, so Darren. So at that point, I just kind of let it go. And then when I started calling in on the show, because I used to call on the regular. I used to like your show, man. I used to love the show. Call in on the regular, say some positive shit, listen to some positive stuff from all the brothers different around, and that's just how it was. But then when I called, it took me on hold. Mute the mic. Well, it can't say shit.
I don't mute anybody. And that
went on for quite some time. And then I just said, you know what? Fuck that show. I don't need that show. You know what I'm saying? I can take care of my own business, which I did. You know what I'm saying? But like I said before, you know what I'm saying? We supposed to be family. We talk like we family on the show. You know what I'm saying? And when somebody goes somewhere, and I've been down to different tracks, and brothers do take care of you. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say that about you. You know, you tried. I left it at that. But, you know, it was shady, man, the last 3-4 weeks. When you're trying to get in touch with you, see what you're going to do. That's all I'm saying. Then I hear this brother, your boy Kevin, you know what I'm saying, call me, you know what I'm saying, and talk to me. And now all of a sudden, y'all not friends no more. And now all of a sudden, now I'm getting the full gist of why a motherfucker can call but can't get on the show. You know what I'm saying? Nobody don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't want to talk to him. It's what your boy said, that you don't want to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want that motherfucker on the show. Blah, 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 blah. Now my man over here telling me that Kevin's a liar. So... Now it's disturbing because I can't take his word for it, and I definitely can't take your word for it, except the fact that I can say that you called a man, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to leave it at that. But, you know,
well,
calling
me,
out my name and all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
I ain't
you.
All that, cuz.
Leave it as
wait
that.
A minute.
Thank you.
You. But I just want to say this. Now, I'm not going to call Kevin a liar because I don't know exactly. This is the first time I'm hearing all this stuff. For one, you used to call in all the time. I've never, ever, ever, listen to what I'm telling you. I've never, ever muted your mic. I don't mute anybody's mic, okay? And I want you to hear me on that. There was one time when you called in and asked me about it, and I told you, I said, you know what? I was so busy at work, I forgot to call down. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, bro. That was the first
okay,
time you told.
That was the second
that was
time. That was
time.
Like the second. So what I'm saying is to you is this. if I'm going to be honest with you and say to you, hey, you know what, man, I forgot to call, that's on me, why would I lie about anything else? Why couldn't I said right then and there, oh, yeah, I called, but nobody answered? You see what I'm saying?
Let me finish. Listen to me.
That's my whole point. That's my whole point. But I was honest with you when I told you I forgot to call. That's what I'm trying to say to you, is that I was honest with you when I told you I forgot to call. When I tried calling, I brought Darren because Darren was a good friend of his. Chad came on because you remember when we were first going through this, I was trying to figure out who it was that you were talking about to begin with. Okay? Now, I did try. Now, like I said, I worked during the week. I did really, I'm telling you, man, straight up 100%, I tried calling this guy. Did I make the attempt to go down there? No, because by the time I got off work at 5 o'clock, it's an hour and a half, two-hour drive down to Huntington Beach and all the traffic. So I'm telling you this right now. No, I did not drive down there, but I did try calling this guy, and I wanted to get this done for you. I did. But I don't know what's going on in your head right now or what you're thinking about me, but I want you to know this. I don't care what you say about me, but I did try to help out, brother. I did try to help you out. And that's straight up.
I'm going to leave it alone because, like I said before, you know what I'm saying? I know what I did. I know what I asked. And I know what I tried to do. And all I really wanted to do was just confirmation on whether you was able to get in touch with you or you wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. You know I drive a truck over the road, and at the time, that job that I had, I was coming back and forth to California. But then, you know what I'm saying, this dude went out of business. So wasn't nothing I could do about that. You know what I'm saying? I had to wait until the next time I get a chance to go up there. The good thing about Greg Jink is that, you know what, you got brothers everywhere. You see what I'm saying? That's why the question even came out, because when I first started listening to you, you sound like a stand-up dude. That's what you sound like. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I took it at. And that's the only reason why I asked. I don't ask people to do none of my shit for me because I do it myself. I ain't get this name just to have them for real about my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I hear you. Believe me when I tell you.
Now, well, I did try to get a hold of this guy.
You said you did. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. And I don't going to take you for your word. You know what I'm saying? But like I said before, there were some times where I did ask him. There were some times when my brother wanted to get on the show. And it's funny how I can get on the show, but I can't talk. You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand that one at all. But then I got a chance to talk to somebody who just said he was a liar. That brother told me that I couldn't get on the show because of you. You know what I'm saying? Because of whatever shit that y'all going through. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm finding out the truth. And that's normally how shit happens. Motherfuckers don't want to tell you that when they ain't mad at you. But when they get mad at you, you know what I'm saying, the truth, or someone close to the truth, is going to come out. So I just want to get on the show and just spit my shit because, on the real, that's the only reason why I stopped listening to your show. Because to me, it's just fake and phony and all that bullshit. That's how I saw it. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. You know, I realize I'm hearing now that Kevin is a liar. That's what your man said on there. I don't know, Kevin.
Well, you know what? Before, but listen. Before we say that though, because I'm not gonna call Kevin a liar, okay? Because I don't know what was actually said, or if something was taken out of context that he said to you, I don't know. But I would love for him to be on the phone. I would love for him to come on here and talk about this. And you know what? If you want to bring this up next week, I'll see if I can get a hold of Kevin and have him come in.
He got my number, man, because he called me to get me on the show yesterday. Were you on the show last night? Was you on the show last night?
I was on the show for a little bit last night, yeah.
How do you think I know that?
Oh, I don't know. So, Kevin?
Call me. This conversation was supposed to happen yesterday, but it didn't happen yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so wait a minute. Hold on. So the show that Kevin's working for right now wanted me to come on that show so this could happen on their show. But you know what? All I can tell you is maybe you need to read between the lines on this one, brother.
Well, I'm reading between the lines now because I'm hearing from another brother that had nothing to do with this, that lived in Detroit. And I see how the windows trade.
But you don't see how the window play when you already got anger in your heart. That's how brothers go off and shit happens to motherfuckers.
No, I
don't
want
to call you motherfucker. I'm sorry. This shit happened to brothers.
And I apologize.
And I apologize
for saying what I said. But I really did. I really did. I didn't go down there just because by the time I got off work, it was kind of late. But I did. And whether you want to believe me or not, I really I had even people calling him besides myself to get hold of him.
It's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good. You said your piece. You know what I'm saying? I'm peace with you. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I got caught up in listening to somebody that was close to you. But I don't know Kevin like that except from the show. You know what I'm saying? I know Kevin's been on your show for quite some time, years. Because I've been listening to Grudging for that long. Been going through all the shows. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get my car ready so I can do what you do. You feel me?
Right.
So, you know
right.
what I'm saying? When I hear somebody in my ear listening to it, too much like the shit that I was thinking anyway.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Well, I can understand where your anger came from. I really do. But I can honestly tell you that that's not how it went down.
So Smooth Criminal, this was supposed to have been went down last night on Cadillac Show.
Hello.
Smooth.
We're here. Oh, he already hung up. He dropped.
Didn't he say this was supposed to go down on Cadillac Show last night?
He said the show last night because
he didn't say Cadillac Show. He said the show last night.
He was on the show at the same time, so.
Well,
that right there,
again,
man. That, I said that would kill doing it right now.
No, so what was he said? He said this was supposed to go down last night. The conversation
last night they had supposed to talk. They had supposed to talk last night. But Tao don't even know what's going on.
I didn't know anything about this stuff.
That's messed up, man. Somebody need to talk to Kev, man. That's messed
hey,
up.
Hey, Will,
man.
You there?
For real.
Will?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I opened up your mic. And then I have a 248-2539 mic I got open, too.
What up, KO?
What's going on, Will? Long time, baby.
What's going down? Hey, man, I want to stick to business right now. Who calling me out?
So, go ahead, Tyson. You got the floor, baby.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will, what's happening, man? You all right?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was a joke, huh?
I was just talking shit, Will. I ain't got no IC time, man.
I was just talking shit.
Just to hear from you, man. That's all.
I didn't got 5-6 Texas calls and everything. Oh, so you want to play.
I just liked your video, man. I ain't got no IC card, man. I just was talking shit. Just want to hear your voice, man. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just have to
treat
things like that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. I heard in your voice you was on some business. I said, well, let me stop Will right now. I ain't got no IC car, and I was just talking shit and wanted to hear him talk a little shit. That's all.
Okay. Well, we can do that. I just want to chime in. I've been listening all the time. They didn't have to call me. I was on it anyway. What's going down, Kate?
You know what? More things that I'm not aware of, but
Yeah, I see it scrambled all around. Me and Sticky started to call you last night about 11 o'clock your time, because we had heard that you had got a little wounded and stuff, so we were checking to see how you were doing. I see you sort of all right.
Yeah. I'm doing all right, man. I made that list. God said no, not yet.
There you go.
He said no. He said, fuck no, we don't want this guy. And his ass
right.
But I don't know if you saw the picture or not.
No, I ain't see it. Somebody else told me about it.
I'll send it to you. But yeah, that was about it. That was early in the week. We dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Just a little sore from it. Not too bad, but you know. Here's what it is.
Yeah. Right.
We'll
sometimes
we'll
it makes you learn new things. Right.
Oh, it sure does humble somebody, that's for sure.
That's right. That's right. Put things in perspective. Once again, all this bull ain't nothing, you know, worrying about your health. You know, your health is what's more important. You know, the rest of it can ride.
Hey, listen real quick, and I'm not talking shit. This came from Drag. He said, you ain't nothing.
Yeah, yeah. He mad because I whooped up on him a couple of times, you know. So it's just... You know, it's sort of bad business, you know. That's how your friends treat you, you know, but that's all right.
Ain't nothing but love.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on mute. I'm listening in, fellas. Y'all continue on. You've got a good show going.
All right, Will. Thanks for checking in, bro.
All right. All right.
So, you know, I don't know what to make about this criminal, man. I mean, I tried to make those phone calls for him, and I don't know.
One way or the other.
Yeah. Hell, brother, before you talk about the Oklahoma boys, leave that man alone. That's that. Let that ride. That man, you know, I mean, with that dude, man, he said what he wanted to say. He felt like he wanted to feel. You get what you feel. Let it ride.
You know, Will, I'll tell you, it's just... You know, your word is your bond. You know, and I can understand he was what you know he asked me to go down and check it. It's just you know, with work during the week, and this guy not answering phone, and to go down to Huntington Beach every other day. It's not that I didn't want to, but I hate to make that trip down there, and no one's there.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
I
well,
if
you
I
know,
just
like
get a hold of you, hey, I'm coming down.
You know,
right,
and
I don't think it was good enough for him.
Right, but just let that ride. Don't see one thing. Don't start lingering on stuff because then next thing you know, he'd be talking about. Then he was talking about you behind your back. Then he said this. Let it ride. He hung up. You know.
Well, like I said,
heard.
Well, like I said, I'm not gonna call. I don't know what was said to him, so you know, I'm not gonna jump to a conclusion and say. But you know, the stuff about this supposed to happen and last night on the show, I knew nothing about it.
Well, maybe
that
I didn't. So let that ride too. One thing I'm trying to give you, I'm giving you credit right off top. You ain't jumping all over nobody and stuff like that. Let that ride, man. If it come out in the light, it come out. But let it ride right now. Don't even. You ain't pointing fingers, so that's cool. That's
no,
stands
heck
up
no,
for you.
Heck no.
Right, right.
No, because
so
you know, I don't even. I wouldn't even know which way to point because you know. The way it came at me, I was just in the dark about it. I mean, I haven't heard. He used to call on the show, you know, and then when he called in, the last time he called in, he said he got his parts. He got a hold of the guy and got his stuff. But, you know, it's like when you do these shows, Will, you know, like a week at a time, and when you get off the show, you know, and I always write down notes. And I, you know, and I wrote down, and I was hoping I had the right guy, you know, to make sure that it was the same guy, because I was just guessing when he was saying where it was. But I called guys that knew him, and they could, and those guys were close to him, and they couldn't even get a hold of him. I think it was Bryce who had a kid or somebody, but you know, I did. I did try. To get a hold of me for him and say, hey, look, you know, can I come down there and get those parts? And I would have gladly shipped to him. That wasn't the issue. It was just tracking the dude down. But, you know, I feel bad. I feel like I let him down. And I did what I could. I mean, I don't know how much more I could have really done.
You did the best you could. So everything should be
about it. You know. I'm not worried about them because I got a clear conscience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
I think y'all got a better understanding now from when he first came on the line. So y'all got a better understanding now, and you know, hey, everything's good, and just move on from there.
So, I mean, I didn't know, I didn't, I, I don't know. I'm not even, you know, I'm not even going to entertain the thought about it. They want to bring it to the table, you know, on my show and talk about it again. I'm okay with all that.
Back to talking about these slow Vegas.
Oh. So you don't want no part of that RC car, huh?
Huh?
No, you don't.
No, I don't want to cross a big wheel. I just liked the video where he was doing a call out. I don't even own an RC car. You know what I mean? I was just talking a little shit.
Hey, you down there with them boys, you know somebody might want some trouble. You know, the offer is still left.
Hey, Big Will, the cars I seen up here, they don't want them problems.
Oh, okay.
You give them, ones I done seen, the ones that was calling you out that I done seen, you give them 20 in a break.
Okay. Well, I know Tony Vines and Witt and them supposed to be coming down here. They supposed to be bringing something, so I'm going to try to tangle with them guys. They got RC cars.
I heard they were bringing some RC cars. They said they got some pretty quick RC cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you find those at, Will?
You can get on the internet online and look up Linwood.com. You can find some links to it, to you know, makers and stuff like that.
What's it called?
LinwoodRC.com.
Will can get up on the 26th.
Somebody said there's going to be a gap on the 26th. Somebody said there's going to be a gap on the 26th.
There will be a gap.
Yeah, somebody said
that
on
the phone. They got everything in drag racing. K.O., we come down there and race. I've been to California race down there, which is RC car.
Oh, where at?
In San Antonio? No, that was when I went to Texas in San Bernardino, what do you call it?
Oh, San Bernardino, yeah.
Yeah, we raced down there.
Oh, you guys got a whole circuit then, huh?
Yeah, just like a regular, like NHRA, we go everywhere, Florida, California, Texas, New York, Jersey, Minnesota. Yeah, they're going to be up here on the end of July. They'll be here, everybody coming here.
Oh, damn, I'd like to see that.
When are you going to be back out this way?
Normally the race in California is around April. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if I make it next year, I'll give you a call ahead of time.
Now, hey, Will, do you guys go to, like, you go to Fontana? Is that, do you guys go there, or where do you guys go?
You know, I can't remember exactly where it is in California, but I can find out and let you know.
You guys have any out in Vegas?
No. Of course, we stopped in Vegas on the way there, though.
You have to.
You know that.
That's a given, man.
There wasn't no arsenic racing.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, spending the RC money.
You know what was really hot out here for a while, Will? What was really hot out here was the guys were building these models and then putting the motors in them, like a slot car.
Yeah.
They would race the slot car and race them like in a quarter mile, you know, or not a quarter mile, but, you know, scaled down.
Right.
And that was real big out here for a while. I don't know anybody who's...
That's big. That's big up here in the winter month. You know, I got a couple of slot cars. I got about 3-4 slot cars. And that's real big up here in the winter months.
Yeah. It's big up here in Chicago, too. There's some guys up here. They do it to death up here. They travel the circuit and all that stuff.
There's a lot of guys that do it.
Yeah, one of my partners, Terry, he get down on them little cars and stuff. You know, he do the RC
car.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this one now. It's a Malibu, like my car. I'm trying to get the guy to sell it to me, but he won't sell it to me online.
That's because he knows it's slow.
Yeah, whatever it is, it looked good. He would not sell me that car, man. He got two of them. Like, man, I don't care which one. Sell me one of them.
What year, Malibu?
Yo.
79.
Okay, okay.
So you want
to find a body for him, but all the bodies I find is twisted. And you can't build a chassis.
Think
so
you
want to
rock it in one on 79 Malibu?
You don't
want none of them 12.
Shaking break. Yeah.
Corey. What's happening?
Corey?
What's happening?
What's going on,
Corey? This checking in, man, just walked in the house.
Ain't you an RC man, too?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. We'll get capped on the 26.
Oh,
yeah. What's going on, Slouch?
What's up, everybody? Why do you have to break my name up here?
What's going on, Joe?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, man, I didn't mean to put you on the blast. Man, come on in.
Yeah, we're going to have fun, man. What's up, Big Will? What's up, Tail?
What's going on, baby?
Yeah, we bring a lot of guys coming out, you know, from 26, you know, with them RC cars. So it's gonna be nice to see them RC cars go down, running each other and all that to get across something different.
Oh, those things are fast, man. They're just, if you blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah, they're fast, especially the damn electric dragsters.
Oh, those are
them
sick.
A damn bullet.
Hey, Slouch, is your car electric or gas?
I have all gas cars.
Yours gas?
I got ten in the brake. I got an electric car that you give me 10 in the brake.
I give your electric car 10 in the flag.
Nope, you said 10 in the brake. Yeah. Anything got brake.
No, I said anything gas.
Anything
y'all
got
on
that gas.
On the video.
Hey, my thing is trying to hit these people damn thing straight.
Hey, Will, when you race that car, the RC car, do you race just with the electric motor class or the gas engines in there with the electric?
Sometimes they put the gas in electric, but mostly they separate it. You know, gas, cars run your gas, and electric.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I like to come to California. It's a lot of electric in California. You know,
yeah.
Gas cars have sort of took over. You know, they're running pretty good, so a lot of people are running gas. But in California, it's really popular, and in Minnesota, it's pretty popular. So...
What do you guys run, about 150 feet, 200 feet?
No, it's a 10-scale car, and it's a 10-scale track. It's 132 feet. You know, we have a full-timing
equipment.
Yeah, have a full-timing system. ET, you know, mile-an-hour reaction time, six-foot time, mid-track time, you know, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
So if you're running, say like a gas car car, you are right. And you know how we look at certain cars, we look at a certain car and see what they, how do you know if you want to run this guy or don't want to run him? What you look for? You know what I mean?
Well, like I said, in the gas cars, they don't have a chance, plain and simple. You know, that's why anything gas, I give 10 in the brake. They don't have a chance. You know, head up, ain't no way. You know, now I can mess up, you know, I can, you know, break traction and stuff like that, like anything else. It's a gamble. But
as far as
the speed, the EP, they don't compare with what I get. And most electric cars, they don't compete with me either. So, you know, even I never seen no electric car in Detroit, but they got 10 in the flag right off top.
Right.
Okay. I want that 10 in the break.
We don't get out like on the trailer. We're going to come on up there.
I want 10 in the break, like you said. 10 in the break, I want.
What kind of car is it?
Car with four wheels.
Beg your pardon?
A car with four wheels. Detroit Brains has 10 in the break. That was your exact
All right, I tell you what. I'm going to show you right now. Lock in, man. Do that.
We already locked in on the show. Remember that 200 and better?
You didn't come.
Okay. Yeah, I told you, big jam show. We're going to do it at on the 26th.
No. We never said that.
Yes, we did. It's on Corey. Tell him that. Here's Corey on the show.
Bring it up because I know I didn't say right. that because I don't have any intention of coming up there on the 26th. So I know I didn't say that.
I said I was just getting in from Florida. I don't know if I can make it there of that big shower. I said, but if I don't make it a big shower race, we can do it at my event. You said, okay, we'll be there.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't have no intention of coming to that race. You know, we got a race. We have two races before then. And one thing that you did say that I said is whatever you bring down here, you got 10 in the break. You can get 10 in the break, but I know I said gas, too. But with anything with four wheels, with you driving, with electric or gas, you still got that 10 in the break. You can't get away, man.
Bring a sip. We already locked in what you said on the show.
And that is what?
I want that same lockup.
And that is what? You I said you can get it. You still can get the 10 in the break. But first of all, you didn't show up, man.
You said anything I bring, you got 10 in the break. And I said, well, I don't know if I'm making this a big chance race. I said, if I don't make it there, we'll do it on the 26th. Now, that's what I was telling you. I said,
well, the next thing you have to do is go back and listen at the show and prove that to me, and I'll pay you then. Because I know I didn't say it. But if you prove that to me, you can get paid, man.
The reason why I said that, because that's what I was telling you. I said, I don't want to race you. No dragsters, no rail cars.
I told you up front, that's all I got is real race cars. We drag race. We don't play with buggy. We don't play in the dirt. We don't over race. We drag
your
race.
Best words was, I'll race you with a door slammer. I said, what is that, a pro mod?
A door slammer is a pro mod or a pro stock.
Yeah, you said you would race me with a door slammer.
Right.
Because I told you I didn't want to race no dragsters because I know I can't compete. But I have somebody that will run you head up with your dragster.
I like that.
I know 100 and 200% that I can't mess with that damn electric dragster. Ain't no, like you said, ain't no gas car can compete with them damn light-ass fast cars. Because the speed is unlimited on them damn rails. Super fast.
But you said you got somebody who would race me head up. Now, who is that? When can we get out?
He said he'd be there. Oh, you said you got a race on. I know he'd be there on the 26th with his girl.
Can I lock him in?
Oh, yeah?
Beg your pardon?
You said you'll lock him in?
I'm asking, can we lock in?
Let me try to get him on the line.
Okay, thank you.
And he's got an electric car too, Will?
I beg your pardon?
I say, the guy he's Foster's calling, and he's got a electric car too?
I'm pretty sure he does. But once again, it doesn't matter. I still like that.
Hey, Will, I'm gonna call you after the show. I want to put $100 down on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got rent due at the end of the month.
Man, you can pay a mortgage with this easy money.
Hey, I got an RC car trailer I'm trying to sell.
Yeah. What, a shoebox?
An RC, wait, a trailer?
Yeah, a feather light.
The feather light.
How do you tow that trailer?
Put it on the back seat.
Put it on the armpit. Yeah, put it up on your armpit.
You get a remote control Tonka truck. Tow it.
You know, that's what I'm promo at.
Yeah, I just text him. I don't know if he's up or not. I didn't want to call his house.
Three 312-0684, your mic's open.
What's going on, Tayo?
Hey, what's going on, Uncle Larry?
Hey, man, how everybody doing?
What up, man?
We're doing good, man.
Yeah, I had heard that you had a little incident, man. I had to call in to check on you, man, make sure you're doing okay.
Yeah, God don't want me yet.
He said,
hell no. They put a big roadblock in front of the gate. Said, go back. We don't need you.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
That's a good thing. I had to come in and pay my respect, man. You know, because
much preach. I love it, man.
I don't want nothing to happen to nobody.
All right.
And a lot of times it things do happen, but you know, regardless to what circumstances is, a person, if they got any type of love for a person, they're supposed to make that move and come in and let that person know that they're still glad that everything worked out okay for them. So I wanted to call in and say hello to everybody and also to check on you and make sure that you were doing good.
Well, I'm doing good. I'm glad you called in, man. Glad to hear your voice again.
I'm waiting on that phone call so we can get some crappy.
Man, I ain't went there nothing yet, man. The weather been so messed up, man. The weather just been fluctuating and raining and wind coming out of the east, and it's just been all screwed up, man.
Well, we can still get on that new boat of yours and fry some hot dogs, something, like.
Yeah, if you just want to go for a cruise, we can do a cruise, but I love to fish.
I ain't know they had crappy out more.
Man, you come out some fish, some good eating.
You know, I'm from Virginia Beach, Norfolk area, man, Portsmouth, and
from where?
I like that saltwater fish, huh?
You say from where?
I said I'm originally from the Virginia Beach area, Virginia Beach, Norfolk. Yeah, but I was raised in Georgia, but I like that saltwater fish myself, like spot, croaker, you know. But I ain't really had crappie up north.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got plenty of them. They got plenty of them up north.
Larry's the one to talk to about that crappie.
But the largest crappie in the world come out of the south, down in Georgia and Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, places like that. Those are the largest crappie in the world.
Yeah, I do a little fishing myself, but I'm really the deer hunter myself.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah, well, I had to put the little shotgun down when them 50s ran out. I had to put that little shotgun down. I used to do quite a bit of rabbit hunting myself, but I got to a point where I couldn't do all that walking them 5 and 10 miles and stuff and behind the dogs and all that. So I started doing my 50 back again.
Yeah, I go home to Virginia. We run deer dogs, you know.
Yeah, but there's a real good place up this way called La Crosse, Wisconsin, And yeah. that's why I'm being to go all the time. Just about everybody in La Crosse, Wisconsin,
around the river area knows me.
Oh, okay. So y'all catch stripers and all that up there.
Yeah, it's I call that God's country. It's so lovely up there, man, and the people are so nice up there, you know. And that's I've been going there for the last 22 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting some crappy too, man. You know, we go to West Point, Georgia, around here and fish overnight. Go down there and catch a lot of crappie.
Yeah. But see, you know, the average person can't eat no crappie. And the reason they can't, cause they have to take their shoes off, cause when you eat a crappie, your feet gonna ball up like this.
Good God, oh my.
They're so good, man. I go all over the world and catch the thing, man. I love them.
Hey, Will. We're still on the line?
They Will. They must be getting it in down there. The whole hype man ain't called back.
Oh, they down there racing?
Yeah, they down there doing something. I don't know what they're doing.
Talking shit.
Pretty much.
Did we lose Big Will?
What happened?
He's still there. Oh, there you are. Did you get that picture?
No, it didn't come through yet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sandy Lake.
Yeah.
What about going Big Block?
You what?
I got a good deal on the Big Block. 3100, the best offer.
Let's find out the ingredients in it first.
Oh, yeah, it's already broke down. I just got to put it back together.
Can you estimate in your head what it's going to do?
It went 660 in a 3,600-pound car.
Now, minus the transmission, the body, the suspension, what do you think it's going to do?
In my car?
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah. you buying just the motor now?
Yeah, I'm going to put my ears back.
Hold on. I got sleepy. I don't know if my...
Six is true. I should go a low six, a real low six, high five.
Now we talking 8 mile, right?
8 block.
Talking 8 mile.
Block, 8 mile on motor.
Wow, a 3,600-pound car?
3,650-pound car.
Wow.
On a 650. 650, no gas. So you imagine if I shoot 250 shot to it.
Wow. What do you have that weighs 3,600 pounds?
No, that's what the guy said. It was 3,650. It was 66 in power. 66. Back of that car. It got the best of everything in it. It got them millirods in it. And it's got Travis crank and all that other good stuff in it.
Okay.
I had to get off. I had.
Check it out, man. Look, I'm gonna hit you in about an hour. I'm gonna call you in about an hour. I know it's like 12:40 where you at, but I'm gonna call you in about an hour.
Oh, you about to get off?
Uh-huh.
Preach.
Yeah.
You wanna holler at it?
No. Let them go and do their thing, man. I'm gonna holler at everybody tomorrow, then.
All right, you hear that, don't you, Tell?
Okay.
So when the little RC grudge match gonna go down?
Huh?
The RC Grudge match y'all talking about doing on 26.
Oh, that's the one at 131.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to come up there for that. I'll be down there for that.
I like to watch some good car race, man. Fascinating me.
Yep.
Detroit going to put this foot in Chicago.
I'm going to call you in about an hour or so, man.
Okay.
All right.
I had to build me one of them RC cars and model it after the one I already got and take some weight out of it. How fast it'll go.
your car and an RC be about the same speed. Same EP.
They're going to weigh about the same. An RC car might weigh a little bit more than your Malibu.
There's a whole lot of good deals going on motors down here right now. I'm trying to get off of them quick. Not that I need one. I ain't even tried the one I got in the car yet.
Like I said,
hey,
man,
I'm seeing
those things
go,
man.
Is that what else? Big Will. Yeah, I'm moving a little too fast. I'll try what I got first.
Is Big Will still online, Tel?
Yeah, he's still online.
Yeah.
You coming down on the 26th at 131?
I don't know, man. I got a lot of stuff going that week. You know, we got a race on the 19th. That's where I was looking for them guys to come up here because, you know, Tony Bynes and them was bringing cars, RC cars up here, and Witt and them was bringing RC cars. So we were trying to get the business man up here on the 19th. Okay.
What kind of money you got to be betting on them little cars like that?
Well, I've been doing this a long time, and I do a lot of street racing as well. And like tonight is Saturday night, we normally go out to this little hookup where we street race. Back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, even DMX and guys like that used to come out there street racing, you know, basketball players and stuff like that. We was betting thousands back then. Yeah, we was betting thousands. Last week, I think I had a run for $50. You know, I don't get too many races now. You know, because I'm sort of a little quicker, and, you know, some of the guys know it. You know, I spot a guy, though, you know, try to make up, you know, try to get it just to get a race on. So
say that somebody would bet $500 a race, that'd be far for us, because?
Yeah, we bet that.
So it's lonely being at the top, ain't it, Will?
I'm not at the top. It's a couple of guys out there faster than me.
The reason why I ask, because you say Tony Bynes coming up there. That's a long way, this race RC car.
No, they bringing their real cars, you know, to the
South versus
the North type deal, you know. But on the way, they're going to bring the other stuff with them, you know.
Okay.
We got money going. We got a money race in a couple of weeks up here. We got guys coming from Florida, from Georgia, and stuff like that coming up here to run for a pot. You know, that's in a couple of weeks. And then the national race is at the end of July. You know, I got a couple of guys from Cold Killer Camp. You know, a guy named Jeff, and them, they're coming up here bringing RC cars and stuff.
Okay.
Well,
I guess that's
going to
be
all right, then.
Yeah, I have race guys from Australia, from Hawaii, from Puerto Rico. You know, we race with guys from all over the country, you know, really. So, you know, I know where I stand nationally, you know, so. But, you know, like you're saying, give somebody a spot, you know, try to make it right. So we do that, you know, we try to get it in.
Ain't no wrong with that. I say I enjoy watching them race. It's just something different.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, but it can get expensive too. So,
what race
believe me, I've been to some of them hobby shops. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those things move pretty good. They do that stuff out here just in a parking lot. They'll just go out there and have someone be like a flag person. That's how they start like in like an old school street race. And then those things just tear ass, man. Hey, Will, let me ask you this question. You ever see those guys in some of the YouTube videos where they put these small little gas-powered V8s, like with superchargers and stuff like that? You ever seen those?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you put one of those into a gas, like the gas dragsters, like a V8 or something like that, or just those ones that they have to run?
Yeah, they got those little miniature V8s and stuff like that, yeah. They not that fast, but it's sort of cool to watch, you know.
Right. Yeah, they sound pretty good, man.
Right, they sound really good.
Man, those electric cars. And then did you see, I can't think of his name, Don Garlitz with that electric dragster?
Yeah, man.
When did they get that sucker dialed in?
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
It'll go. You watch, though. I bet you that's a drag race it comes to pretty soon. They get those things start running numbers.
I'm buying five.
Did Spots ever get a hold of that guy or no? Spots, you still there?
I could have told. He said he texted me to get it back.
Man, you know he wouldn't get nobody, man. Come on. I'm still waiting on him.
I'm still waiting. I didn't want to call him because it's 12 o'clock here.
That was one of them, I pay you when my income tax checks come in. You know, that ain't nothing.
Hey, you know what Judge Matt say about that income tax? You know what Judge Matt say about that income tax?
I guarantee you will get gas.
Don't fall for the income tax. Somebody
that's
paying you the income tax.
Right.
Waiting on that'll never happen.
And that call will never happen either.
Mm-mm.
Guarantee you're going to get gap on the 26th.
Ooh. I'm going to get gap.
Yep.
Would you lock in then? Lock in for him then.
I think I lock in this car. I got to get in contact with him. I can't lock that in.
Yeah.
Why not?
Get your Facebook page, man. My first shakedown pad going down next month, man. I'm going to put it on Facebook.
Next month, I might even be there. See it in person.
All right.
You got to give me that list, man.
Okay. I got you.
I got some people around in that area.
Yeah,
hey. What Tyson at? Tyson fell off?
No, I'm here.
Hey, Georgia boy, Tyson from up here in Detroit. That brother's pretty good with painting cars, man. You might wanna holler at him to shoot some paint.
Okay.
And we ain't talking rattle can red neither.
Now all he's got is fluorescent pink left. That's why I don't take my car.
Yeah, right. That's all I got. That's all I got. If you don't want fluorescent pink, I don't know what to tell you.
I want a plum and same purple. What is it? Plum and same purple, something like that.
on the same purpose.
Ain't that stuff like $5,000 a quart?
Nah, you can get it from Summit.
Plow, plum, and plain purple.
Yeah, plum and same purple.
You know, Mopar came with that from the factory.
Yeah, and you know I call the car Grape 8, so and it's purple now, so I'm gonna keep it purple.
But Tyson the man.
I'm fair for a square.
He's fair for a square. Maybe some of that extra paint, man, some of that heavy fresh paint might hold it down on the ground a little bit.
Yeah, you're going to have to put about 200 coats on that thing just to put some weight in it.
Mm. Some lead paint, tail.
Some lead paint,
the kind of stuff kids don't need to be touching.
How'd my car go from 1,000 pounds to 2,200 pounds with just a paint job?
I might mess around and put it on a high five of that.
See? And every pass he make, he shave off 100 pounds.
Put on a high five of that. When Rudy couldn't do it.
Hey, did the hype man and D get that race off?
No, man.
They can't.
He wasn't scared of him enough.
Oh, man. She was talking plenty of shit.
They told me he locked it in. I don't know.
Night's not over yet.
No, it ain't over yet. It's not over.
When was it supposed
maybe,
to go down?
Maybe out there it's the next morning, but not over out here.
He need to send me that big block dick to the office. Put that Cadillac back on the street where it belongs. Or put it back in the wall.
What you talking about, that 706?
The one that the yacht he got. The yacht with slits. It ain't no 706. He called it a stroker lat, so it must got a stroker mode in it. I'm gonna make a wild guess and say 496.
Yeah.
I think you can go a little bit bigger on those too. Can't you make that a 505? That 496?
Yeah, I know you can go bigger than that, but, you know, his first time out, he might not want to go too big.
You're just lowballing right now.
Huh?
I said you're just lowballing right now.
Ain't that a 1990 Cadillac?
Yeah.
He's gonna need him a hell of a gear.
He's gonna need a slingshot. A big one.
Yeah. Get that sucker up off the ground.
And you might have to pull the rubber band all the way back to Detroit and let it go for it to get in the six.
Yeah, he's gonna slap a lot of heads before he's 60 foot.
Mm-hmm. It might go 780 on the gas. And Miss Super Sport, she raced last night.
Did she win?
I don't know. She raced down at Atlanta Motor Speedway at the NASCAR track. You know they got a tree down there. They race on pit road.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they race pro mod cars on pit row and everything on Friday night. Funny cars, all types of stuff down there.
That's what's up.
Yeah, they don't race for nothing, but I think some of the guys, you know, like the street guys, they get like a $75 gift certificate for Summit, which ain't going to get you much or nothing, and a trophy.
All right.
I think the higher up you go in class, the more they give you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but you still ain't going to get nothing pretty much more than the trophy.
Sure. So it's like a bracket race every Sunday or something.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Right, Friday, mama.
Hey, what kind of car Brandon got?
I don't know. But I asked him what kind of car he got. He said something that you can't mess with. So evidently, it must be faster than me.
You keep picking what you talking about. Let's get a race locked in. And we don't know what the ghost is.
I don't know, but I'm going to cut a lot of people's head off at the shoulders.
I heard that.
Ain't no need to put the ramps back up. You need a ramp down.
Real quick.
It won't be long.
Someone went night. Well, at least we know it ain't me. That's got to be Tyson. Is that you?
No, that ain't me.
He purred, Eric.
He's going pretty good.
Hey, he's bumping through the motors.
he purring it over there.
Nice,
he got a big cute over there.